Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sim and Thomas Watson, and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, take the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the 18th game of the year for Clay County High School basketball. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 9-8 Lady Bulldogs look to stay above 500 and stay in the top half of the district standings. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 12-5 Bulldog squad are hungry to show they belong among the district 6A elite. Tonight, the teams from Red Bowling Springs stand in the way as they've made the short eastward trip on Highway 52 to Salina. Head coach Dustin McKinney and his 13-9 Lady Bulldogs are ready to upset their neighboring county rivals, while head coach Michael Owens and his 13-7 Bulldogs would like nothing better than to knock off their canine counterparts. Join us tonight as we prepare for another installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're excited to have you with us for our sixth Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fourth time this year, we're at home with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, and then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. Usually, at this time, I'm always accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. We didn't think he was going to be here for the pregame show. He's been to Salina K-8 enjoying his daughter, Lauren Weaver's final home junior high basketball game. But he has arrived just a few moments ago.
Well, I made it back, Daniel. I may have broken the speed limit coming across the bridge there from the K-8, but it was nice to see a big group of eighth graders over there at the junior high level that's led both of those teams to successful records this year. And they're getting ready to start the junior high state tournament next Monday, the James C. Hale tournament down in Murfreesboro. So it's a good night for all those eighth graders. But I am a little biased. My daughter Lauren was there. She got to play quite a bit, and it was a good game. And the boys are almost had Roy Boland finished off already at the halftime when they did the ceremony.
Well, very good. Well, congratulations to both those squads, and we look forward to what they do in the postseason and also as they become Lady Bulldogs and Bulldogs in high school. Before we get into the Horizon Weekly Recap, we always want to take time to thank the multitude of sponsors that made what we're doing here with these broadcasts possible. You're going to be hearing ads from them throughout the broadcast, and I want to personally encourage all of you to try to do business with them. Just outstanding people. We also want to remind our listeners that they can read about all the games each week in the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. It's been published now for 15 years by Thomas and his brother John, along with their dad, Bob Weaver. What we're doing here on the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of that, so we hope everybody will go out and pick up a paper next week for full coverage of tonight's game and much more. Like this week, where there was a special pull-out section, a beautiful piece put together by Thomas and his family. It detailed the five new inductees for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. They are Tara Ashok Anderson, Michelle Chambers Proctor, Paul Martin Garrett, Jerry Eads, and David Threat. Those five individuals are going to be inducted at halftime of the girls' game here in Salina next Friday against Gordonsville, and that's on January 19th. Originally, Thomas, it was going to be Saturday night against Cumberland County, Kentucky, but the Panthers from Burksville called yesterday, went ahead and canceled, said they couldn't make the trip.
They did, and that's the only thing that didn't turn out right with that Hall of Fame pull-out program we did. We take pride in our production, and we appreciate those comments about that. But, you know, you can never go too far for the who's who of Clay County sports, and there's definitely five of those going into the hall this year. So, yes, we want to make sure people know when they do see that in the paper, it's not tomorrow night, it's next Friday.
Right, that's correct. At this point in time, we'll get into the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print about the Clay County teams in the newspaper this week. The girls' headline read, Lady Dogs Climb Back into District 6A Race. They did that behind a big 75-34 thrashing of the Monterey Lady Wildcats last Friday. And earlier last week, Clay County fell in a close battle on the road to highly touted Macon County. They were 16-2 after that game by a score of 48-52. Before that big district win at Monterey. Looking closer at those games, we see that in the Macon County contest, the Lady Dogs fell behind early 18-8 before going on an 11-0 run to take a 19-18 lead in the second quarter. However, the Tiger Reds responded with a 9-0 run of their own to lead 29-24 at the half. The second half saw a back-and-forth battle that was knotted up at 46 midway through the fourth quarter, but Macon County pulled it out late to get their 52-48 victory. Junior Kenzie Arms led Clay County with 17 points, followed by junior Taylor Strong with 12, junior Maddie Harvin 8, senior Brittany Boone 7, freshman Rachel Copas 3, and senior Carl Butterworth 2. The girls' game against Monterey was never in question. The black and gold jumped on top early and didn't let up. Clay County led 25-8 at the end of one, outscored Monterey 24-17 in the second to lead them 49-25 at the break. And then a massive third quarter for the Lady Dogs ended with them leading 73-30. Coach Walker's reserves played the entire fourth quarter, and they traveled home with the 75-34 victory. Strong led the way in that one with 23, followed closely by Arms, who had 21, Copas 13, Boone 9, Butterworth 3, Harlan 3, freshman Madison Beasley 2, and freshman Katie Arms 1. And the girls, of course, were in action this past Tuesday night on an away trip to the number one District 6A Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, and they kind of found out why Clark Range Thomas is ranked number one.
They are. They're not only number one in this district, but also number one in the state. The new AP poll's out, and it's got two in the top five. Of course, we know who they are. The Lady Buffaloes at the top, and then Piggott County ranked number five. Good week for the Lady Dogs last week with that win over Monterey. When you can play Macon County that close, you're taking another step, too. You showed that against Piggott County, too.
Yes.
Playing them well. They're right on the cusp, Daniel.
They are. They are. Exciting times for head coach Matt Walker and his program. Now looking at boys' action from the newspaper. The boys' headline read, Bulldogs dropped two in a row last week. After a successful holiday play, the Dogs had a lackluster return to regular season action. They came up short 50-53 against Macon County, and later in the week were blown out 61-87 by District 6A leader Monterey, who were 16-2 after that contest. Diving deeper into these games, we see that the black and gold never led in their defeat at the hands of Macon County. They trailed 17-5 at the end of one and 30-17 at the half before fighting back within four early in the fourth quarter. But it was too much to overcome, though, as Clay County lost 50-53. Sophomore Mason Sharp and junior Landon Woodcock shared the scoring title with 14 each in that one, followed by junior Gavin Silk with 9 in his first game back from injury, junior B.J. Emerton 6, junior Heath Kimes 5, and sophomore Jake Ascock 2. In the Monterey heartbreaker, the Dogs fell behind early 18-4, but over the remaining course of the first half, outscored the Wildcats 28-15 to trail Monterey by 1, 32-33 at intermission. Clay County grabbed a 4-point lead early in the third, but unfortunately it quickly went away. Monterey shot the lights out, as the old saying goes, and led the Dogs 62-45 at the third quarter's end. The onslaught continued, and Clay County lost their first district game 61-87. Woodcock led the way there with 21, followed by Kimes with 14, Silk 5, Ashlock 5, junior Ben Bailey 5, junior Sage Tiernan 4, Sharp 3, Emerson 2, and freshman Gunner Silk 2. And the Tuesday night's action at Clark Range, which will be in the paper next week, we saw the Dogs win one there, Thomas. So they dropped those two in a row, but they rebounded with a big district win up on the mountain at Clark Range Tuesday.
They did, and that one was important because, you know, Monterey kind of took the lead with that defeat of us at their place. But they lost to Piggott County the same night we beat Clark Range. So now we're knotted back at the top of District 6A with the Wildcats.
That is right. Something I'd overlooked until I began to put this stuff together. We are tied up 5-1 each district records. Folks, that wraps up our Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print last week. We're currently 16 minutes away from tip-off this girls' game. We're about to take a break, but before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share a link for us. Contact somebody out there that you know and tell them to go to DaleHollaHorizon.com/listen to hear tonight's games live, or make sure they know that they or you can hear them anytime by following our archives link. All that's real easy to find from the Horizon homepage. While you do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Redbourne Springs Lady Bulldogs have made four appearances in the state tournament. Those were in 1969, 1988, 2006, and 2011. They've had three Elite Eight eliminations and a third round elimination in 1969 when there were five rounds. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances. Those were in 1992 through 1995, 97 and 98, 2001 through 2002, 04, and then in 2012. We've had three Elite Eight eliminations, two Final Four eliminations, four state runner-ups, and one state championship. Now we'll look at the series with Red Bowling. This is the 23rd meeting with Red Bowling since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 18-4 against the Red Lady Bulldogs during that time. We currently hold a two-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 51 points a game against Red Bowling and have allowed them 40 points a game over the last 22 contests. Several Lady Dogs have had individual success in this series. These Lady Dog numbers date back to 1987 when Joe Sims began his career as head coach. We're still compiling this information, so there's a few missing, but we're getting close to having a fairly complete history here. We'll try to include Hermitage Springs in the future in these numbers. We'll start with blocks against Red Bowling in a single contest. Four ladies are tied for third with four blocks each. Ashlyn Browning in 2015. Casey Cooper did it twice, 2012 and 2011. Riley Edwards accomplished it in 2015. Two girls come in atop the block list with five blocks in the contest against Red Bowling. Kennedy Smith in 2014 had five, and Trinity Weddle back in 1998 had five blocks in the game.
Next, we'll go to steals. We got four tied for third with seven steals apiece in a game. We have Dana Key in 1999, Hannah Ogletree in 2013, Melissa Webb did it twice in 1991. same year, had 7 steals in a game. They're tied for third. Coming in second, the great Sonya Smith. And first, now that I look up the list, she holds down 1 and 2, 8 steals in 92, 11 steals in one game in 1990.
She's all over the floor. Rebounds, coming in tied for fifth with 12 apiece against Red Bullen. Tara Ashlock in 1998, Jan Arns in 1989, and Jody Hull in 1988 all had 12. Three girls come in tied for second. Actually, it's two girls. Tara Ashlock accomplished 14 rebounds against Red Bullen twice, once in 96, the other in 97, and Casey Cooper had 14 back in 2011. Sitting atop the rebound list, no surprise, Jan Arms had 15 against Red Bullen back in 1989.
Heck of a game. Going to assist, coming in at fifth with 8 is Sidney Roach in 2012, and then tied for third with 9 assists, Amanda Kendall in 98, and Emily McLaren, my classmate, in 1995. Second, Mackenzie Hamilton had 10 assists in 2012. That may have been the state tournament year.
Yeah, it was.
And then Melissa Webb sits at the top, 11 assists in 1993.
We'll do free throws now. One Lady Bulldog has hit 10 or more against Red Bullen. That was Nicole Davis back in 1996. She hit 11 free throws in a contest. And also three-pointers now. Two girls tied for first with five successful three-pointers against Red Bullen Springs. That was Michelle Chambers in 1998 and Maddie Monroe in 2013. Well, I'll let Thomas finish up the points here.
And with points 20 minimum per game, we've had 4 make that list. Tia Ashlock had 20 in 1993. Her sister Tara Ashlock, upcoming Hall of Famer, had 22 in 1998. Glenda Scott, back in 1990, had 27 points against Red Bullen. And Nicole Davis at the top, 1996, 29 points, Daniel.
Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Red Bullen Springs Bulldogs have never qualified for the state tournament. The Clay County boys have made 8 state tournaments. They qualified in 1984 through 1986, 2006, 2011, and then 2015 through 17. We've had 6 Elite Eight eliminations, 1 Final Four elimination, and 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Red Bullen Springs, this is the 22nd meeting since 2008. Clay County holds a 17-4 record against the Red Bulldogs. The Black and Gold have a 4-game winning streak in the series entering tonight's matchup. The Bulldogs average 62 points per game against Red Bullen, while they allow 37 to their K-9 counterparts on average. Several players have had success in many categories against Red Bullen. Now, these boys' stats only go back for now to 2008. We're going to go back farther in the future. Looking at blocks, 3 guys tied for first with 3 blocks in a contest. Josh Endicott in 2015, and then White Mabry and Matt Maxfield had 3 blocks against Red Bullen in 2016.
Going with steals in the game, all tied for first, had 5 steals in one game. Corey Hamilton, 2012, Tyree Key, 2017, White Mabry with 5 steals in 2016, and at the top, well, I'm sorry, not at the top, they're all tied for first with 5, Dawson Russell in 2017.
Rebounds now. Clay Copas comes in tied for second. He had 10 in 2016. Corey Hamilton, a short guy, but had a lot of jumping ability. He had 10 rebounds also in 2011. Leading the way here, White Mabry with 11 rebounds in 2016.
Moving over to assists, all tied for fourth with 6 assists in the game. Ethan Burville, 2008, and Tyreek Key also had 6 twice, 2016 and 2017. Coming in at third, Dawson Russell in 2017 had 7. Jake Edwards had 8 assists in 2012. And John Wayne Browning's at the top of the list in 2016 with 9 assists against the other Bulldog team.
Now 3-pointers. Peyton Smith hit 5 in 2016. Coming in second, Tyreek Key hit 6 against Red Bullen last year. Trent Bowles sits alone at the top, though. He hit 7 against Red Bullen in 2011.
We'll move over to points. I'll take the bottom 3, Daniel. Eddie Roach had 20 points in 2013. Nolan Dale and Caleb Lynn both had 21 each. Dale in 2008, and Lynn in 2010.
Now for the leaders, no surprise, Tyreek Key sets here in fourth with 26 in 2016. Trent Bowles had 35 back in 2011 against Red Bowling. And then Tyreek Key at the top, both games from last year, he had 37, and then he sets the top of the list with 47 points from last year. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs, because when you contact David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Solana and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Ask legendary coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety out facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network to continue our pregame show, and it's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Girls Game, where we ask legendary Lady Bulldog head coach Joe Sims what he thinks the Lady Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach, good to be back here with you, getting ready to call another Lady Bulldog basketball game.
Good to be here.
I know Clark Range kind of had our way with us this week, but in my opinion, the Lady Dogs are kind of on the cusp of being ready to take that next step. If you kind of take that game out of the mix, you know, they played Pickett County close, had a close one with York,
Macon
first
County.
Of the week against Macon County, but they just couldn't quite pull up those pull off the upsets. What do they got to do to close the deal, Coach?
Well, those tight games like that, it's a hard thing to kind of get over the hump. You know, when I first started coaching, we'd be in so many games like that and find a way to lose them, it seemed like. But if you can ever win one or two of them, you know, it really helps your confidence, and then you'll seem like you'll find a way to win, you know, after
right.
that. But, you know, tonight's game, if I was coaching this game, you know, we'd be pounded in the paint tonight because Red Bull, they're really small. They're pretty good players, but they don't have anybody near as close as Kenzie or Taylor. And I think even Brittany and Carl them could post these little girls up. But, you know, that's really what I think we need to do in the half court. Now, I would be trying to press and run like we always do, but in the half court, I wouldn't be looking to shoot a lot of threes. I'd be looking to pound it tonight.
Well, but I know you've got a good line on them there, Coach, but this RBS team's no slouch. I mean, they've won 13 games.
They have.
What's the key to Clay County coming out on top besides maybe the inside game?
Well, I think we just need to do what we normally do, you know, press, try to run the ball, you know, keep our turnovers down to a minimum, and if we just do that, I think we'll be all right.
Sounds good, Coach. That wraps up the keys to the girls' game from Coach Sims, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
We heard the buzzer sound here at Clay County High School, and PA announcer Michael Miller here will start the introduction of the teams, and then we'll play the national anthem. So we're going to go on a break here, come back and do Tipsy's final take, and then we're going to go into the starting lineups and the action for this contest.
Should be a good one, Daniel. Coach Sims looks like he's having to step off and take care of some business here. We may have him back for the game. If not, you and I can handle it, I guess.
I think we can do that, as now we are closing in on time for the anthem. We'll go to break. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Holland Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all of your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem, Daniel.
It certainly was. We're closing into action here for this big District 6A game. We're going to go ahead and do Tipsy's final take. It's the last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's earlier today, Tipsy told me tonight was all about the Lady Dogs putting that blowout at Clark Range behind them. And I'll have to agree, Daniel. The Lady Buffs are the number one ranked team in the state, and they showed it Tuesday night, as you said. So be it, as I've heard you say before. Set that aside and move forward. That's what Clay County has to do here tonight against Red Ballin. Because if they don't, they may have their hands full. But if they turn that page tonight, play that fast-paced type of ball they're capable of, pound it in the paint, as Coach Sims says, the Lady Dog, our Lady Dog team, dominates this game, Daniel.
There it is. I like the sound of it. Hopefully it'll come true. That has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll be doing the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups at this time. First of all, starting for the Red Bulling Springs Lady Bulldogs, a sophomore number 10, Haley Davis, a sophomore number 11, Kennedy Fleming, freshman number 15, Liz Anderson, sophomore number 44, Riley Morgan, and freshman number 45, Aisha Smith. A very young starting lineup there, all freshmen and sophomores. Starting for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs will be senior number 30, Brittany Boone, senior number 44, Tara Butterworth, junior number 10, Taylor Strong, junior number 23, Kenzie Arms, and junior number 32, Maddie Harlan. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all of your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
You know, Michael Miller's getting just like that tonight, loud and proud.
He certainly is.
Setting the tone and atmosphere for this ball game tonight, Daniel.
I hope that our listeners out there were able to hear us over that. Certainly he is getting them going. We're set here for a big District 6A girls matchup between the tied for fourth place Clay County Lady Bulldogs and sixth place Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs. Clay County, obviously the home team tonight. We're in Salina. The girls are going to be wearing their white jerseys, uniforms with gold numerals. Red Bull and Springs tonight wearing all pink jerseys, a special jersey that their head coach, Dustin McKinney's had them wear for Coaches versus Cancer night here at Clay County High School. They'll be taking up donations for that later. Kenzie Arms is going to step into the circle to jump. I can't tell who she's jumping against. I believe sophomore Kennedy Fleming. Clay County going to be playing from right to left from our vantage point. Red Bull going to be playing from left to right. Clay County gets the tip. Carl Butterworth had it, and already that pass has been stolen, and she is trying to work inside the arms. Red Bull has it, fires a three ball, does Liz Anderson. No good. Rebound by Red Bulling, by Aisha Smith, but she can't hold on. It goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. 7:44 here in the first quarter of this game. Maddie Harlan runs the point for head coach Matt Walker. She goes left wing to Butterworth, back to Harlan, back to Butterworth, down inside baseline to Kenzie Arms, and she stepped on the baseline in a turnover there, Coach Sims, for Clay County.
Yeah, not a good start. We already turned it over two times, two trips.
Red Bullin now inbound in full court pressure, as you said that you would apply, and Red Bullin beats that pressure, though, and the first 2 points of the game have been scored by Haley Davis for Red Bullin Springs. Clay County trails 0-2. Harden at the point. She goes right wing to Butterworth, fires a three, no good. Rebound Davis for Red Bullin, and here she comes pushing it. She goes left wing, hard to see the number on who she went to. That was Liz Anderson. Anderson now drives inside, defended by Arms, and Anderson scores from the center of the paint over Arms, actually around Arms, and Red Bowen leads 4-9. Maddie Harlan runs the point for Clay County here. Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms both down on low post block. Boone at high post with the ball. She goes down low to Arms, and Kenzie has her first 2 points of the night. Kenzie entered tonight's matchup with 978 career points. She's only 22 points away from 1,000 here in her young career. She's a junior. Red Bullman now with possession. Clay County trails 2-4. Haley Davis runs the point, goes left wing over to Kennedy Fleming, fires a three, no good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Strong also with a lot of points in her career. She brings the ball down the floor. She came in with tonight with 954. She goes down low post to Arms. Arms out to Boone, who drives inside. And a foul called against Red Bull and Springs. Number 10, Haley Davis. 6:11 on the clock. Score, Red Bull and 4, Clay County 2.
kind of seeing how capable Red Bullen may be here, Coach. Nice penetration and drive so far in the paint with them.
They're good little players. You know, they just don't have a lot of size. I saw them play a couple times this summer. We played in camp over there, and I thought they were fundamentally sound. They just don't have any size, you know.
Harvin inbounds to Boone. Boone left wing, gives it back to Harvin. Harvin drives to high post, kicks it top of the key to Butterworth. Back to Harvin at right wing. Harlan back to Butterworth. As we said, we see Kenzie Arms working low post. Taylor Strong high post right now, and a pass from Harlan was intercepted by Kennedy Fleming, and she'll bring it down the floor for the Red Lady Bulldogs. She hands it off now to Briley Morgan. Morgan drives inside and gets her first points of the night. Red Bullen leads 6-2. Clay County now quickly in transition, working inside to Brittany Boone, who had the ball stripped as she went up. And Red Bullen now has possession, looking to extend this lead. Davis runs the point, directs her players around, hands off to Anderson. Anderson now to Fleming. Fleming tried to get it back over to Anderson, but Taylor Strong comes up with the steal. She'll drive in and be fouled by Kennedy Fleming. Fleming's first, I believe. No, second, I believe. Second of this contest. Second team foul for Red Bullen as well.
Nice pick there by Strong, and she forced the issue and took it up and got fouled.
Red Bullen's playing a 2-3, and they really got it packed in. We may have to shoot the ball out in the floor to loosen them up some. I don't care how small you are, if you put enough people in there, it's hard to get the ball inside. You know, that's kind of what they're doing right now. They're keeping two or three on Kenzie all the time.
Kind of sagging down on them.
Yeah.
Strong hits both free throws. Score now, Red Bullen 6, Clay County 4. Full court pressure 5, but once again, Red Bullen with ease goes through the pressure of the Lady Dogs. However, Kenzie Arms comes up with a steal at high post. And play has stopped here as a foul was called against Red Bullen Springs number 10, Haley Davis. Head coach Dustin McKinney. Am I correct on that name, Coach Sim?
Yes.
Yeah, Dustin McKinney. Yeah. These Lady Dogs are 13-9. They're good on the season. He wanted an explanation, got one from the official. Was it a kick or a foul?
I don't know what they called. I couldn't tell for some reason what happened there.
I know Maxwell was pretty upset with the coach at that point.
Certainly was. Ball's now worked inside for Clay County to Kenzie Arms. She gets her fourth points of the night from down at the low post, right block.
Red Bull's tied.
It is. Knotted up at 6. 4:45 to play here in the first quarter. Red Bullen with possession. Davis runs the point. Davis goes left wing. Ball's in the hands of Liz Anderson. She comes back across to Fleming. Fleming at high post, defending by Kenzie Arms. Fleming over to Davis. Davis inside to Morgan. Morgan almost loses the handle on the ball. But she goes back to Davis at high post. Davis drives inside. Her shot no good. Rebound by Clay County. However, a steal by Davis as she gets the ball back. The sophomore playing well. She also gets an assist as she feeds Kennedy Fleming, who lays it in for two. Red Bullen leads 8-6. Red Bullen doing a nice job so far here as Maddie Harlan fires her first three-pointer of the night. No good. Nice look at it for Maddie, though.
They're really attacking the paint on us, driving. That's four players for them that scored.
Three-point shot, no good by Kennedy Fleming. Rebound Taylor Strong. Strong wanting to go coast-to-coast. She works into the paint, but dishes off to Kenzie Arms. She takes a 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Red Bullen.
Red Bullen, they've either had me fooled at the start, but they're playing a 1-3 in a match on Taylor right now. Not worried about our basically Kara and Maddie shooting the ball up front.
I thought it looked like they were kind of daring Kara earlier and also Maddie Harlan.
I thought first they was just sagging down, but I was noticing that last trip, they're matched up with Taylor over there.
Coach Walker, speaking to him earlier today, he said he was expecting a lot of diverse defensive looks out of Red Bullen, and they are getting it so far. Timeout taken by Clay County. Your score, Red Bullen 8, Clay County 6.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Clay County High School. There's 3:09 left in the first quarter of play, and the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Dogs from Red Bull and Springs 6-8. Clay County does have possession, though, as we see Rachel Copas check into the game for the first time tonight. Copas goes to Maddie Harlan, left wing. Harlan being undefended, she shoots the three. It does not hit. Harlan, a good shooter. If they're going to let her shoot, I've no doubt she will score from behind the arc.
They had her take about three dribbles and pull up right there. They're backing way off of her.
Red Bowen did come down with that missed Harlan rebound, and they had the ball at their end of the floor. Red Bowen is shooting to the hoop on our right here, as we mentioned, to tip off. They came to the hoop on her left. Liz Anderson has it out at the top of the key, goes over to Davis. Davis over to Morgan. Morgan into the corner to Smith. Now the ball worked into low post to Flinney. Good ball movement by Red Bowling. Three-point shot taken there by Bailey Morgan, who's checked into the game. But that rebound comes down, and Taylor Strong has it. Looks to go coast to coast. Her layup is high off the glass. No good. Rebound Red Bowling. Red Bowling to this point playing a more sound ball game than the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. The Red Bowling has a two-point lead, 8-6. There's 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter, and Red Bowling has the ball. Three-point shot taken by Kennedy Fleming from left wing, and she drains it. Red Bowling Lady Bulldogs lead 11-6. Clay County now takes a three-pointer of their own. It's Rachel Copas. She misses that shot. Rebound by Kennedy Fleming. Clay County coach has to get on the offensive boards.
Well, yeah, we need to make some shots. That's what we need to do.
Well, that's true. We won't have to have an offensive rebound if we hit the shot. Red Bull now in possession. They also have possession of the lead, 11-6. Davis drives inside to the paint where she'll be fouled either by Arms or Copas. We'll have to wait for the signal. It does get called against Arms. Her first, team second. Minute 28 left to play in the first quarter. Is Haley Davis, the sophomore, toes the line for two shots. First one's no good.
Like you said, Coach, Red Bowling basically taking all five players to guard two right now. What do you do as a coach? What do you tell those girls that are being left open?
Well, hard not to shoot it.
Right.
You know, if they're going to shoot it, they need to make one every once in a while. Either that or show a little more patience. You know, we've been running out making one pass and shoot because they're open.
Second free throw there. Actually, both free throws were missed, and Clay County gets the rebound. Rachel Copas on the rebound. She goes the length of the floor where she'll be fouled by number 10, Haley Davis from Red Bull Springs. Clay County will be inbounding from the baseline. Copas to inbound. And we do see all five players for Red Bull Springs huddled closely around Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms. Obviously, Clay County's leading two scorers each and every game. Arms average is 19 a contest, Strong right at 18. And Red Bowen has the ball. Clay County not able to produce anything there as another turnover was had. Red Bowen now will be inbounding from their own baseline. It'll be Davis. She works into Anderson at the top of the key. Minute 10 to play in the first quarter. Clay County trails 11-6. Davis has it left wing. She works over to Morgan. Morgan into the paint, defended by Katie Arms. She misses a shot, gets her own rebound.
That's what, you know, we can't give that up. You know, they've got, I don't know how many offensive rebounds already. You know, we're bigger than them. We ought to be getting all the defensive rebounds.
Morgan did get that second chance putback. Got her own rebound. Clay County now with it. Works inside to Boone at low post. And another Clay County turnover. Boone went to Katie Arms. Looks like Arms may have been fouled. No whistles blew, though. And Arms off the ball out of bounds. Red Bowling has it. 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And Red Bowling leading now by 7, 13-6.
You know, I kind of talked about it in Tipsy's take. We needed a fast start here, or this could be a ball game. And Red Bowling's making it a ball game because we're playing awful sloppy.
We are.
Now Red Bowling with the sloppy play is Bailey Morgan, the one of only two seniors on the squad, throws the ball away. Red Bowling started three sophomores and two freshmen. They only have eight players on their squad, two more seniors and another freshman on the bench at the start of the game. They came now with possession, and we see a turnover as Cara Butterworth had miscommunication with Taylor Strong, and the ball was thrown out of bounds.
just out of sorts. I mean, you don't see that normally from this Lady Bulldog team.
10 seconds remain now, and the clock ticks as Red Bullen has the mile. They'll get the last shot. Their fans are behind them. Morgan has it top of the key. She works over to Fleming, who fired a three with 1 second remaining. No good. Red Bullen Springs leads it then to 1, 13-6.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and water line installation. Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Bear a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We've returned here to Clay County High School. It's the start of the second quarter in the Clay County Lady Bulldogs trail by 7, 13-6. Red Bowman, who has possession of the ball. Haley Davis out at the top of the key. She works over now to Bailey Morgan. Morgan drives inside, defended by Harlan in arms. Her layup was no good, but another offensive rebound for Red Bowman Springs, and their putback was no good. Maddie Harlan comes up with this rebound, though. Clay County in possession. We need points. A lethargic start to this contest on both ends of the floor. Finally, we work inside to Kenzie Arms. One of the cleanest looks we had thus far, but Kenzie couldn't hold on to the ball. And Taylor Strong came up with it, and a foul called against Red Bull Springs. Their fourth of this first half, and Maddie Harlan will inbound from baseline. She gets it into Butterworth behind the arc. Butterworth into high post to Arms. Arms to Strong, low post. Strong goes up and does not hit on the first and cannot get a rebound. Fleming comes up with rebound for Red Mullen. This defense that you described earlier, Coach, has completely thrown the Clay County offense into chaos. Red Mullen now with possession. Morgan, top of the key. 7 minutes remain in the second quarter. Morgan to Davis. Davis back to Morgan. She fires a three. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Taylor Strong. Strong crosses the timeline. Strong, an excellent outside shooter, has been playing low tonight. She hands off to Harlan. Harlan runs the point. Coach Walker sends in a set play. The girls begin to execute. Butterworth right wing inside to Strong, who had a screen set and a jump ball called as Haley Davis got a hand on it. Clay County will maintain possession. The arrow was in their favor. Substitutes coming into the contest for Red Bowling, Aisha Smith, and Morgan will sit down.
Like they're trying to get Taylor Strong off a double pick over there in the corner, Coach. Just trying to get her free somehow.
Yeah, then flashed her across the middle. That's where she got the ball at. And then they all kind of attacked her, got a jump ball.
Maddie Harlan fouled on the floor as she was driving inside. Perhaps it was a shooting foul. No, on the floor. 15 foul against Red Bowen. Strong inbounds from the baseline to Arms. Arms kicks it to Butterworth, left wing. Butterworth dribbles across the top of the key. Hands off to Harlan. Strong now with it from Harlan. Strong works. Tries to isolate and drive. Is cut off, though. Goes to Butterworth. Butterworth will turn it over as her pass was intercepted by Aisha Smith. Smith hands off to Davis. Davis runs the point. Defended by Harlan. 5:50 to play here in the first half, and Red Bullen leads 13-6. No scoring in the last few minutes of play. Red Bullen slows it down. Bradley Morgan, the sophomore, has it. Ball goes out of bounds off the hand of Harlan. Red Bullen maintains possession. Rachel Copas re-enters the contest. Butterworth will have a rest. Red Bull in inbounds. Anderson with it now. She's defended by Taylor Strong. Anderson to Davis. Davis takes a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound, though, by Red Bull and Aisha Smith. Her putback no good. She got her own rebound again. Two offensive rebounds for Red Bull and on this series. And a foul now call against Clay County as Kennedy Fleming will go to the line to shoot two. Taylor Strong picks up her first personal foul. Third team foul for Clay County. And the first three free throw, no good for Fleming.
Red Bull is definitely the aggressor here.
Yeah,
you know, they're taking it to us, Coach.
They said they can't want it more than we do right now. They're really getting after the offensive board. Little girl there, she's 6 inches shorter than anybody we got. She's got two offensive rebounds.
Second free throw missed. And now Clay County has it. Boone to Arms, left wing, Arms across to Harlan. Harlan slows it down, comes back to Arms. She goes inside to Kenzie Arms, and a nice assist from Katie to Kenzie as Kenzie gets two more. I think that's six now for her, and she was fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Kenzie, a good free-throw shooter, 47 of 58 on the season, 81% shooter. These stats are semi-complete for Clay County. A few games missing, but we do know she's an 81% shooter on the year. She does miss that free throw, but a rebound by Brittany Boone keeps it alive, and a foul called against Kennedy Fleming. Boone now will go to the line to shoot one and one, as that was the seventh team foul, and Fleming trying to show the official that she had her arm straight up, and the official didn't like that. Got a little upset with Fleming here. Timeout taken by Red Bull and Springs. Clay County trails 13-8 here, and we do have possession. We'll be back in 30.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage. But you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Front end of the 1-1 was good by Brittany Boone. Clay County now trails 13-9 with 5:14 remaining in the first half of play, and Boone earns the right to shoot a second. Second one's away, and that one's good as well. As finally, Clay County has double digits as a team. It's 13-10. We trail by three. Red Bull and Springs has a slow-paced game here tonight. They've done an excellent job on their offensive end rebounding, and they've provided a lot of second-chance opportunities, sometimes third-chance opportunities, and we've not seen the Clay County girls do that to this point. Steal now by Clay County. Manny Harlan forces the issue and creates Red Bull and Springs turnover.
Little spark here for our Lady Dog team. Scored four straight, making a game of it again.
4:50 remains. Clay County takes possession here, trailing by three. Katie Arms has it left wing. She works the high post to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie down to Brittany Boone. Boone's layup good, and she'll go to the line, and she was fouled on the play. Well, that foul was against number 45, Aisha Smith. Team's eighth foul.
You can tie it up with this one, Daniel.
No good on that three-point play conversion. Boone did get the layup, but not the free throw. Clay County trails by one, 13-12, 4:30 remaining in the second quarter. Red Bowen with the ball. Davis has it top of the key, defended by Katie Arms, the freshman. Davis now works to Fleming. Fleming at high post, kicks it to the corner. That lady, Bulldog drives. That was number 15, Liz Anderson, and ball was knocked out of bounds by Taylor Strong. Good hands by Taylor to swat the ball away as Anderson drove. Ball inbounded now by Red Mullen. Shot taken by Morgan. No good. Girls go on the floor after the loose ball. That was Boone hustling hard for Clay County. However, it went out of bounds off her fingertips, and Red Mullen Springs maintains possession.
You know, a pretty good crowd here for a rescheduled ball game. Of course, we're neighboring county rivals.
We've got a pretty good crowd. We'll probably have a few more come in, maybe.
Game was supposed to take place tomorrow night. Moved it up. His neither team had a contest tonight. And Red Bull Springs now with possession. Riley Morgan has the ball. Dribbled into low post. Didn't like what she saw. Circled back out behind the arc. Works over to Davis. Davis wants to drive against Harlan. Harlan a little too quick, but Davis does get around her. Works it to low post to Anderson. Anderson over to Morgan, and good ball movement here as Davis has it back for Red Mullen. She drives, puts up running layup, no good. Wanted a foul call, but she didn't get one. Kenzie Arms comes up with a missed shot. Works it to Harlan, left wing, back to Arms, high post. She's automatic from there as that one falls. Clay County has their first lead of the first half, finally. 14-13 is the score with 3:20 remaining. And Kenzie, I believe, now has 8 on the night, Thomas.
That's right, Daniel.
8 points for Kenzie. As we mentioned, she came into the night's contest with 978. She's closed in on 1,000 as Red Bull and Spring scores. Which young lady hit that shot?
I believe that's Fleming again, number 11.
Kennedy Fleming having a good outing as Clay County now trails again 15-14. Harlan runs the point, top of the key. Wants to work inside the arm. She's double-teamed. Finally, Strong comes up, relieves Harlan of the ball, top of the key. Strong wants to drive. She works over to Boone. Boone back to Harlan. Harlan to Arms. That's Katie Arms. Arms now back to Harlan. Head coach Matt Walker yelling instructions at his girls. Clay County with a lot of movement here, trying to create a shot. Taylor Strong fires from three-point land, and she hits that one. Finally, she had an open look, the first one, Coach, on that.
Come off a couple screens out there and finally got an open look.
Had to execute for probably, 15 seconds of operating just to get that look.
Yeah.
Clay County leads 17-15 as a three-point shot now taken by Red Bull and Springs. Hits the rim, goes up, hits the top of the backboard. Whistle blows it dead.
I'd like to see Katie Arms take a shot or two. I asked her before the game if she'd ever shot a three in the game. She said, well, maybe one or two. So you won that big contest up at York, you know. Surely you could hit one every once in a while. They'd give her some looks, and she just hadn't taken them.
Clay County now does have it. Worked inside to Boone. Boone works in the paint, tried to get it to Arms, but that passed stolen. I saw that, that she did win that contest out in the Horizon newspaper. How many was it?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. 80%. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Of course, I know it wasn't in the game action, but that's beside the point.
You can do that in a contest. You can hit one out of three in a game.
Absolutely. As we see Taylor Strong drive into the paint with the ball and get two more for her tally tonight. Clay County now leads 19-15. Minute 20 remains in the second quarter. Red Bowen with the ball. Morgan has it. She works to Anderson. Anderson back inside to Davis. Davis, a good player. She drives, defended by Arms, and scores. Two more for Haley Davis. Red Mullen tightens it back up, 17-19. Clay County with the two-point lead. Boone fires a three-pointer, and that was an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Red Mullen takes possession with exactly 1 minute to play here in the second quarter. Substitutes come into the game on the floor now for Clay County. Kenzie Arms, Katie Arms, Carl Butterworth, Taylor Strong, and Rachel Kovas. Davis runs the point for Red Bowen. Their head coach, Dustin McKinney, giving instructions to his girls here for this final minute of play. Carl Butterworth comes up with a steal off the hands of Bradley Morgan. She wants to go coast to coast and does, but does not score, though. Her layup attempt, no good. Bounces out of bounds. Strange bounce off the rim, and Red Bull gets the ball back. 37.2 seconds to play.
You know, it's been an ugly first half, but Clay County's fought back, kind of got their feet under them, and got the lead right here to break.
I don't feel too confident right now.
19-17, the two-point lead, 20 seconds remaining here in the half. Morgan has the ball, top of the key, now gives it to Davis. Davis lets time tick down. We're at 12 seconds now. She's defended by Katie Arms. Under 10 seconds to play. Davis still with the ball. Davis to Anderson. Anderson loses a handle on the ball. Jump ball being called as Davis and Katie Arms were tussling on the floor for it. Possession arrow in favor of Red Bullen. So with 3.1 seconds remaining, they will get a final shot. Boone and Harlan check back in for Copas and Butterworth for this last play. Red Bull in the inbound from the sideline. Ball's inbounded. Time ticking. Shot taken. No good. Desperation three by Morgan. At the end of the first half, Clay County leads by two, 19-17. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burchville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burchville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Clay County High School. and the Lady Bulldogs of Salina lead the Lady Bulldogs of Red Bowling Springs 19-17. Clay County fell behind 13-6 after one quarter of play, but outscored Red Bowling 13-4 in the second quarter to take the two-point halftime lead. Leading Red Bowling Springs is Haley Davis with four, Kelsey Fleming with seven, Liz Anderson has 2 points, Riley Morgan two, and Bailey Morgan two. For Clay County, just got three players on the board. Kenzie Arms leads the way with seven, Taylor Strong has seven, and Brittany Boone has four. Again, Clay County leads 19-17 here at halftime.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here at halftime of the girls' game. Clay County leads by 2, 19-17 after a slow start to this contest. We're going to do a District 6A girls update right now, tell you who's playing who tonight and what the district standings are. I don't have scores at this time, hopefully at the end of this contest. Since we tipped off at 6:30 rather than 6, we'll have some final scores. First place in the district, and they tell me first place in the state, Clark Rains. They're 18-1 overall, 6-0 in District 6A. They're playing a non-district game tonight against Livingston Academy, who is 9-10 overall, 2-3 in their district. Second place in District 6A, Pickett County, 14-1 overall, 5-1 in district play. They also moved their game up tonight. They are hosting, tied for fourth place with Clay County, Trousdale County. Trousdale's 5-10 overall, 3-3 in the district. Third place, Jackson County, 9-6 overall, 4-2 in District 6A, has made the trip up 40 to Monterey. They are 7th place in the district, the girls are. Overall, they're 1-15, 1-5 in District 6. Tied for 4th place, Clay County, of course, is here tonight hosting Red Bowling Springs. Our girls are 9-8 overall, 3-3 in the district. And the Red Bowling girls are in 6th place. They're 13-9 overall, 2-4 in district play. 8th place, Gordonsville, 1-17 overall, 0-6. They're idle tonight. They're going to be playing Clark Range tomorrow night, weather pending. They did not move that game up like everybody else did, because as we mentioned, Clark Range is playing against Livingston. That's been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Pest Control, it's how we roll. We've got a minute 15 left here at halftime, guys, and hopefully Clay County, I'm sure they got a good talking to, probably from head coach Matt Walker. I know Matt pretty well. I know he's not happy. I don't know if he, you know, gets pretty boisterous in the locker room or how he operates.
I don't think he's one to do a lot of yelling and screaming. I think he's kind of low-key, kind of like I was. But now, you know, sometimes you gotta make yourself known a little. So he might have, you know, I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, we could definitely play a better second half than we did the first half, though, even though they are, I think, doing some things to make it hard on us to score. But, you know, we can show a little more patience. And,
well, as you've mentioned throughout our broadcasts here through this season, Coach, it would be great to see some additional scoring come from some of the other Lady Bulldogs other than Arms and Strong. They've done a good job.
They have.
But once again tonight, we see Red Bullen basically dared the other players to score.
Yeah.
They've not been able to this point.
I mean, Brittany's got a made a shot or hit a couple of foul shots, but you know the other girls hadn't been able to hit one. So it's just hard to win. You know, you've got two people that do the scoring.
We are underway here in the third quarter. Clay County has possession. Now they'll be traveling from left to right, shooting at the hoop on our right. Red Bull and Springs will be going right to left in the second half of play. Boone has the ball at high post, works to Butterworth, right wing, back to Boone. Boone wants to drive, kicks it out to Arms. Arms back to Butterworth, and Harlan has it now. We'll reset. Kenzie Arms, left wing, and a turnover now. His Arms went cross court to Harlan, and that pass was a little bit out of Maddie's reach.
You know, we need to get off to a good start in this second half, and that's not the way to start it, is it, Coach?
Not a good start, no, sure not.
Davis now, who's had an outstanding game so far here tonight. The thing about Red Bullen, they only have 17, but they've done a lot of the intangibles very well. Taking care of the ball is one of them, and that's what they're doing now. Very few turnovers for Ed Bowen. Davis still has it, top of the key. Defended by Harlan. Davis wants to drive. Screen set for Davis by Smith. Davis works to Morgan. Morgan into the paint. No good. Butterworth rebound. Here Clay County comes. Harlan runs the point. Clay County slows it down. A lot of movement from the girls. A lot of screens being set to try and open up Taylor Strong. Boone has it left block, kicks it back to Harlan. Harlan wanted to shoot a three, thought better of it. Arms does not hesitate from high post, though, but that shot's no good.
You know, Anderson has been right in Taylor Strong's pocket all night long, and she's done a pretty good job on her.
She has. She's really been with her.
Red Bowen with the ball. No scoring to this point in the second half of play. 6:20 on the clock. Clay County still leads 19-7. Foul called on the floor against Taylor Strong, her second of the night, team's first of the second half.
You know, that was her guarding Anderson there. I'm sure Taylor wished you would get that kind of call on this other end.
Red Bull and inbounds. Davis has it. She's their surest ball handler. Defended by Harlan. Davis drives. Works over to Fleming. Fleming now working against Boone. She gives it up to Morgan. Morgan into the paint. She kicks it outside to Anderson. Anderson drives now, but traveling called before she could get into the paint. Clay Kenny takes over.
Good defense by Strong that time. Bodied her up, brought her into the lane, and Kenzie Arms is there waiting and calls the travel.
On the floor for Clay County, Rachel Kofus, Maddie Harlan, Kenzie Arms, Brittany Boone, and Taylor Strong. Kofus has it, gives it to Strong, who works into the paint. She'll be fouled on the floor by Haley Davis. Red Bullen's first of the second half. I believe Davis is first. I don't keep a tally on that. I apologize. Ball inbounded to Kenzie Arms. She shoots from left block. Defended by Fleming. Shot's no good. Foul called, though, against Fleming. And Kenzie goes to the line to shoot two. Still no scoring in this third quarter. 5:46 on the clock. Arms' first shot is good. Kinsey with 9 now, I believe, on the night. Second shot away. Arms breaks into double digits with 10. Clay County has their biggest lead of the night, 4 points, 21-17. Davis defended by Harvin. Davis works to Anderson. Anderson defended by Strong. Anderson back to Davis, who's fouled. No foul call. I thought a foul going to be called on Maddie Harvin for reaching in. She did reach in, knocked that ball loose, and it went out of bounds. However, Red Bull maintains possession. Fortunately for Maddie, no foul call. Davis looks to inbound. And we now see a technical foul being assessed against Red Bulling's head coach, Dustin McKinney. McKinney was in close proximity to that official. Something must have been said that was not pleasant to the ears of the official.
He is complaining about that no call on that penetration.
I don't blame him there. I thought it was a foul as well.
I actually thought it was Kinsey the one that hit the ball instead of Maddie. I may be wrong.
Strong hits the first of the two free throws. I guess there's a certain art, Coach Sims, to working an officiating crew. You have to let them know if you're displeased. But
yeah, it's a fine line. You know, some coaches seem like they get teed up about every game. Which I never did get a lot of technicals.
I was going to ask you, did you ever have any in your 30-year career?
Yeah, I got some. Not a lot, but and most of the, I think the officials, you know, if
there
you
it
don't
is.
Just raise cane all the time, they'll give you a little break. And then if you do say something, I think they take it a little more serious than somebody that's just raving and carrying on constantly, you know.
Right.
They know they probably messed up if I was on them. Well, I've had them tell me that anyway.
Certainly the longer somebody's around the game, the more respect the officials have for him. Now, we saw a lot of points scored here as me and Coach Sims has been going back and forth. Strong hit both of the free throws on the technical, and Maddie Harlan on the next possession that was granted to us hit a three-pointer. So Clay County now leads 26-17, their biggest lead of the night. That's a 9-point lead for Clay County, and Kinsey Arms goes to the line. Red Bulling came down, missed a shot on the floor. Clay County got the rebound. We came down, and Kinsey was fouled on a shooting foul. She misses the first of her two free throws. Kinsey now preparing to shoot the second one, and it is good. Kinsey with 11 now on the night. Clay County with a 10-point lead, finally, after what was a long, painful process for Bulldog fans watching that first half of play. Clay County has established a little bit of dominance here in this second half.
Well, we're doing better guarding the paint, and as soon as I say that, Kinsey Arms gets a block in there. Red Bull hadn't scored in this half, and we're on an 8-0 run, or 9-0.
Harlan comes up with the loose ball after Arms blocks. And a foul now called against Red Bull and Springs. Copas was running the point and down inside in the paint. A foul called against Red Bull and Springs. Their fifth team foul already in the second half and a timeout taken by head coach Dustin McKinney. Clay County leads 27-17.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety out facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM good rent service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
I'm a point scored for Clay County as we come back from that commercial. Thomas, who was the Lady Bulldog?
Maddie Harlan. That's her second three-pointer in a row.
Maddie Harlan. We said earlier that we had confidence in her shooting ability if she continued to fire on it, and she has proven that to be true. Redbone Springs takes a three-pointer of their own. Bradley Morgan does. No good. Foul called against Clay County.
Kind of a makeup call there, I believe, looks to me like.
Yeah, I think you're right, Coach.
Like she's got foot three climbing all over, and they call the foul on her.
Red Bull in inbounds. Morgan fires another three-pointer air ball. Rebound, Rachel Copas. Copas now crosses the timeline. She's a very quick player, tries to set the pace here. Head Coach Matt Walker asks her to slow down, though, and Clay County begins to run a set play involving a lot of screens. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Bailey Morgan. Clay County maintains possession. 3:41 remaining in the third quarter. Clay County with a 13-point lead, 30-27. Red Bull and a good basketball team. Traveling called against Kenzie Arms.
That's 30-17, Daniel. Red Bull and hasn't scored in this half, just like I said.
What did I say?
We're on a roll.
27. I'm sorry about that. I just want to make it interesting.
Well, you said it's 13-point lead.
You said 30-27.
Red Bull now back with possession after Arms traveled and a foul called against number 20, Rachel Copas. Foul was on the floor, I believe, and it was as Red Bull will inbound. Red Bull, as we said, a good team, 13-9 overall, 2-4 in the district, though. And as we've talked about in almost every broadcast, district records can be a little bit deceiving in District 6, playing with the likes of Jackson and Pickett and Clark Range and Clay and Red Bull and everybody a good squad. Only Monterey and Gordon's were a little down this year. Everybody else highly competitive. Turnover now for Red Bull, and as that ball rolled out of bounds on their inbound play, it was swatted away but went off a red Lady Bulldog, and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs take over. Copas runs the point. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. She works to Harlan left wing. Clay County does lead 30-17. Copas tries to go inside to Kenzie Arms. That ball batted by Davis, and her and Copas tussle for it. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow in favor of Red Bull, and they will get the possession here. Davis runs the point. She's not pressed the issue all night. Content to take her time. She continues to do so. Crosses the timeline, works to Morgan. There's two Morgans on the squad for Red Bull, and Bailey and Briley. Bailey was the Morgan I was referring to there. She goes back to Davis, and Davis goes into the paint to score. That's Haley Davis, the sophomore. Score now 30-19. Clay County with the 11-point lead. Copas is at the top of the key, works to Maddie Harlan right wing. Harlan inside to Strong. Strong at high post, working against Anderson. And a charge called against Taylor Strong. Her third personal, I believe, on the night. Clay County's fourth team foul of the second half. Katie Arms checks in for Copas, Butterworth for Strong. Strong has been neutralized tonight by the defense of Red Bull and Spring. She's held to...
She's got 9 points, Daniel.
She made that work hard for those nine.
She made that little run there earlier on in the second quarter here, five in a row, and then that's got her to 9 on the night.
Red Bull with possession. Foul called against Maddie Harlan. I thought Maddie had a steal this time, though the whistle blows, and she's called for the reach in.
You know, those points from Red Bull, and they didn't score for almost the first 5 minutes of this second half. So, nice run there by Clay County.
Yeah. They only scored two so far in the half. Four, not, well, don't you miss it.
Morgan misses a free throw or a layup. She'd done a good job beating Kenzie Arms to the basket off that inbound play. But rebound was to be had by Maddie Harlan, who still runs the point for Clay County. She works to Butterworth right wing. Minute 45 to play here in the third quarter. Butterworth to Boone, then down inside to Arms, but you see the rare 3 second lane violation called against Arms.
Well, with Taylor out, they're playing a straight 2-3 now, so we should be able to get the ball inside a little easier. It's not packed up as bad as it was.
Red Bullen now has the ball after that 3 second call. Foul called, I believe, against number 23, Kenzie Arms. No, 30, Brittany Boone. Clay County's 16th foul of this second half. The next, and we'll send Red Bullen to the line for 1-1. Red Bullen inbounds. Davis gets it in finally to Morgan, whose shot was no good, but a foul called against Red Bullen now. A lot of fouls being called here in this second half of play. Already 12 total. Each team has 16 fouls to their credit. Minute 28 to play in the third quarter. Clay County with the ball. Harden continues to run the point. On the floor for Clay County, Kenzie Arms, Katie Arms, Taylor Strong, Brittany Boone, and Maddie Harlan. Harlan to Boone in high post. Boone drives inside. It is stripped away by Briley Morgan. Anderson with it now. She works back to Briley Morgan, who's called for the travel. Morgan, a sophomore, as we mentioned, a very young team for head coach Dustin McKinney. He started 3 sophomores and 2 freshmen, only 2 seniors on that squad. Very similar to the Macon County Tiger Reds, coached by Larry White. They also, start 1 senior and everybody else is freshman, sophomore.
Right, they're young as well.
1 senior on the squad for them, no juniors.
Bright future here for this Red Bull and Lady Bulldog team. They've got some talent, and like you say, they're very young.
They have possession of it now as they work inside to Kennedy Fleming. Her shot's up, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it back. That putback no good, but a foul called against Brittany Boone. Her second personal in about a minute of play now. And Fleming goes to the line to shoot 2. That was a shooting foul. 17th foul for Clay County, putting Red Bowling in the bonus.
You know, this is the first year Red Bowling's back in our district too,
yeah.
Coach. I know you had some battles with them back in your day.
Yeah.
It may be setting up for some of those in the next couple of years.
Both of those free throws hit by Kennedy Fleming. Score now, Clay County 30, Red Bowling 21, 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. We mentioned in the pregame show in the Battle of Bulldog History segment that we currently have a 2-game win streak against Red Bowling, and we've only dropped 4 games to them out of the last 22. However, they're always a real competitive contest, and as you mentioned, Red Bowling now set to be good for several years. 10 seconds remain. Maddie Harlan at the point, wants to kill some more clock. Finally goes to Katie Arms, right wing. Arms tried to go across the Boone. Her pass intercepted. 2 seconds remain. Morgan puts up a layup for Red Bullet. No good. And as the quarter ends, a foul called against Clay County. I'm not sure who that's been assessed. Boone.
I believe they got Boone for the extracurricular there.
Boone with 3 personal fouls in the third quarter. I'm sure maybe 4 in the game. Is a 1-1 scenario will be executed here before the minute time runoff starts within the third quarter.
You know, Boone just a little frustrated, I think, with the way Red Bull is playing inside and their aggression. You know, she got the rebound on that. Just kind of give it an extra swing with the arm there to make sure she got control of it.
Front end of the 1-1, good. So Davis earns the right to shoot the second. Second one's no good, and the third quarter officially ends with Clay County leading by 8, 30-22.
Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Fourth quarter action begins. Rachel Copas runs the point for Clay County. She goes to Maddie Harlan, right wing. Harlan back to Copas. Copas back to Harlan. Kenzie Arms working in the paint, trying to come up with an open look. Butterworth with it now in right corner. She goes back to Harlan, who fires the three from right wing. No good. Rebound by Butterworth. She tries to save it, and as she did so, Kennedy Fleming came up with the loose ball. 7:30 to play now in this contest. Clay County leads 30-22. Red Bull just missed the layup. Rebound by Butterworth. Butterworth works back to Copas. Copas now running the point. Harlan on left wing with the ball. Foul being called on the floor against Red Bull. The foul was committed against Taylor Strong. He'll go to the line for 1-1, as that was the 17th foul for Red Bull and Springs in the second half.
You know, Coach, Clay County had a chance to put this thing away there in the third quarter and just really didn't. It's an 8-point ball game.
Yeah, we had it out to like 13 there at one time. Then we just kind of started playing bad for some reason. Last 2 or 3 minutes of the quarter, started turning it over, giving up layups on the other end.
Strong hits the front end of the 1-1. Releases the second. It's also good. Clay County gets the lead back out to 10. Davis runs the point for Red Bull and goes to Morgan. Morgan now back to Davis. Davis wanting to drive against Harlan. Davis tried to work it to Anderson. Taylor Strong knocked that ball away, though, and it goes out of bounds. Red Bull maintains possession.
You know, the difference in this ball game, we finally started scoring a few points, but it's our defense, Coach. Held them to 4 points in the second quarter and 5 in the third.
Yeah, we've done pretty well on that.
Red Bull inbounds. Anderson on right wing gives it back to Davis. Davis at the top of the key. Back inside to Morgan, who works in the paint against Kenzie Arms. And a foul call now against Maddie Harlan. And that will send Morgan to the line. That's Bailey Morgan, one of the two seniors on the Red Bulling squad.
I believe that was, they put that foul to Kenzie Arms. That's her third tonight, Daniel.
Wow. Ball gets stuck on the free throw attempt between the backboard and the back of the rim on Bailey Morgan's attempt. So no good on the shot. Official attempts to jump and get it down, and he was brave to do so. I know I couldn't get it, and he didn't get it either. Now, extra ball being called for to knock that lodged.
Well, we got a little time here, Daniel. We need to mention another group that we haven't mentioned all year, our cheerleaders.
They
put in as much time as anybody of these ballplayers. Senior Valerie Key, juniors Katie Thomason and Elizabeth Spivey, Carly Craig and Antrice Jones. Sophomores Leanne Smith, Cheyenne Roska, Taylor Smith, Abby Collins, and freshman Alsa and Maggie Weir. Those girls keep us going no matter what the score is.
They do. They're coached by Steve and Lana Chitwood, who's been longtime coaches there. As Red Bowman scores 2 more points to tighten it back up to an 8-point deficit for them. They can't does lead 32-24. 6:30 to play here in this contest. Copas with the ball, works to Strong. Strong inside to Arms. Arms now hits that shot from the paint, and a blocking foul called against number 11, Kennedy Fleming. So Kenzie gets the opportunity for the three-point play the traditional way. Arms, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, a good free-throw shooter. She's around an 80% shooter from the line. and she hits that one to extend the lead out to 11, 35 to 24. Thomas, do we have a total, running total on Kinsey?
That gives her 14 in the game, Daniel.
14, as we mentioned a couple times, she came into the contest with 978 points, and she's drawn in on 1,822 to do so. Is now Morgan, Bailey Morgan, hits a three-pointer for Red Bulling Springs and draws this game to a close 8-point deficit again. 6:10 remains here. Timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. We'll be back in 30.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We've returned here to Clay County High School. There's 6 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter of action here as we see the Clay County Lady Bulldogs leading the Red Bulling Springs Lady Bulldogs by 8 points, 35 to 27. Clay County has possession, and they're trying desperately to put this game away. At no point in time has Clay County held a comfortable lead in the contest. They maybe were up as much as 13, 14 maybe, but you never had that feeling like Red Bull and Springs was going away. Copas now with it, right wing, goes to Kinsey, arms low post. Kinsey puts it up, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, no good, but she is fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul's called against Bailey Morgan. Her second personal, the team's ninth for Red Bullman in the second half of play. Kinsey toes the mark. First shot's away, good. 15 points for her now. If she can get to 22, she'll have 1,000 on her career. Now she's at 16 as she hits that second free throw. That total of 978 coming into the game was given to me by head coach Matt Walker. I assume it's official and correct. Red Bull now with possession. They trail by 10. Morgan has it. Bailey Morgan drives inside. Her layup, a good look at it, was no good. Rebound by Katie Arms. Arms goes to Boone. Boone to Arms. That's Kinsey Arms. Kinsey takes the shot. No good. Rebound by Brittany Boone. Put back, no good. And as Brittany got her own rebound again, a foul called. If that was against Brittany.
It was
against Brittany. That's her fourth. She picked up three in the third quarter, and now has picked up her fourth here in the fourth quarter of play. Ninth team foul for Clay County. Red Bull has the opportunity to shoot 1-1. It'll be Briley Morgan, the sophomore. I assume perhaps that Briley is the sister of Bailey, the senior.
Yeah, sure.
Whole lot of siblings here in District 6A, we called the West Brothers last Friday night from Monterey. As they handed Clay County a bitter defeat in that contest.
You have to bring that one up, don't you?
I do. I had to. It was not. The Bulldogs looking to get over that one. They already have a little bit as they beat Clark Range this past Tuesday. Hope we'd extend that tonight. One of those free throws, the first was hit. The second missed by Morgan there. Red Bull now trails by 9. Clay County with the ball. Rachel Copas fires from left wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound goes off the hands of Riley Morgan, and Clay County will maintain possession. Copas to inbound.
You know, I don't know if it's because of the rescheduling this game or what, Coach, but we just don't seem in sync whatsoever.
We
should have had to put this game away a long time ago.
A couple little spurts, you know, in the second quarter and the third quarter, but other than that, we've just been out of sync and it's not played very well.
Two more for Kinsey Arms. That gets her total up to 18 on the night. She needs four more to have 1,000 in her career. More importantly, though, Clay County leads by 11, 39 to 28. Red Bull with the ball. Bailey Morgan drives inside. She's done an excellent job, has Morgan, of penetrating and getting into the paint tonight.
That's really all they're looking to do. They're putting five out. If you don't come out and guard them, they're going to shoot a three. If you come out and guard them, they're going to try to beat you off the dribble. That's their offense, pretty much.
And they're pretty quick off that dribble. They've done a good job getting inside.
Yeah, they've missed some layups, so this could be a closer game than it is.
It would. Morgan was fouled, shooting foul, and she did go to the line to shoot two. It would have been two anyway as Red Bull's in the double bonus. First free throw was missed by Bailey Morgan. Second attempt coming. 4:40 to play here in this contest. Clay County leads 39-28. Boone with the rebound as that second free throw attempt was missed by Morgan. Hargan runs the point for Clay County. Copas has it now. Left wing back to Harlan. Harlan back to Copas. Copas wants to drive. She does. Right-handed runner, no good. Rebound, Davis for Red Bowling. Davis pushes up court to Morgan. That pass now was saved and back in the hands of Davis. I thought he was going to go out of bounds. Davis works to Anderson. Anderson fires the three. No good. Excellent rebound to keep it alive by Morgan, and she gets it to her younger sister, Briley. Briley now back to Bailey, and she fires the three. No good. Rebound by Kennedy Fleming. Red Bull doing an excellent job on the board.
Finally scores.
As we see Liz Anderson score to draw back to single digits, Clay County leads 39-30. And with under 4 minutes to play, we've got a close one here as head coach Matt Walker calls timeout. We'll be back in 30.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We're back here, and Red Bowling has closed this Clay County lead down to 9 points with under 4 minutes to play. Kenzie Arms got 18 points to lead Clay County.
Arms fires another, and that's two more. She has 20, and by my calculation, she is 2 points away from 1,000 on her career. Clay County leads 41-30. 3-point shot taken now by Briley Morgan. No good. Rebound Brittany Boone. 3:20 to play. Boone slows it down as she comes across the timeline, gets it up to the guard, Rachel Copas. Copas now to Harlan. Harlan wants to go to Arms. She cannot. She goes back to Copas. Copas to Strong. Strong wanting to shoot a three. She's not having any opportunities. She does not pull the trigger. Goes back to Harlan. Harlan to Copas. Copas to Harlan. Now to Kenzie Arms. And a foul called against Red Bowling Springs.
We've got an 11-point lead.
Yes.
They wanted to stay in that. I just passed the ball the rest of the game. You know, we got the game won. If we don't blow something here, you know, I wouldn't be a bit ashamed to run the clock out.
Well, they weren't pressuring the ball, as you say, Coach.
They're still in that 1-3, Matt Stone Taylor, trying to take that one girl to the top and guard two. You know, they just stand there and pass it the whole game if they want to. Or make them come out and play man or something.
Taylor Strong had two free throws there where she was fouled. She hit the first, missed the second. Red Bowling now will inbound. 2:50 remaining in the contest. Clay County leads by 12. Davis runs the point for Red Bowling. She goes to Fleming on right wing. Back to Davis. Now over to Briley Morgan, who passes to Anderson. Red Bowling trying to keep the ball on the outside. Davis now wanting to drive, as you mentioned, Coach Sims, but now a three taken by Briley Morgan. No good. Rebound, Brittany Boone. Excellent athletic play by Brittany. She gets it over to Harlan. Harlan on left wing. 2:20 to play. Clay County leads by 12, 42-30.
I mean, we don't have to score anymore. I mean, they just pass it around out there.
Red Bull and content to let us do it, as you say. They're kind of... setting out there, they've got Taylor.
They're running her around. That one's still chasing her.
Right.
You know, number 10's having to guard Maddie and Rachel both. Try to.
Finally, Davis putting a little pressure on the ball for the Red Bull and Springs defense. Maddie Harlan has it. She's being pressured by Fleming. Red Bulling no longer content to let us run time off the clock. Copas has the ball. Nearly a turnover. She lost the handle on it, but picks it back up. Drives to the hoop. Passes off to Boone. And finally, a turnover is created by Aisha Smith. Red Bulling with the ball. Minute 35 to play. Clay County leads by 12, though. Now it's 10 as we see Haley Davis drive into the paint and score on a running layup to cut it back to 10 points. Timeout taken by Red Bulling. Minute 30 remaining. We'll be back in 30.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here to action for the final minute and a half of this contest. Clay County leads by 10, fortunately. However, up at Clark Range Tuesday night, our boys had a similar lead with about a minute and a half to play, and they barely got out of there with the win. Fortunately, they did. Hopefully, the girls here tonight won't be pressured so much. Foul now called. Rachel Copas will go to the line to shoot two. Foul was assessed against Briley Morgan. Both teams in the double bonus here. Clay County leads 42-32. The big story, obviously, here is for Clay County to get another District 6A win.
Well, that's the main thing. You know, it hasn't been a pretty game, but we're still hopefully going to pull out here with a win. You know, that's the main thing. Sometimes you have to win ugly games.
We came into this contest 9-8 on the season. Minute 15 to play now. As Copas hit both of those free throws to extend back to a 12-point lead. Well, foul call.
You talk about this being a district win. We win here tonight. I know Jackson County's probably going to take care of business tonight also. We'll be playing for a tie for third
right
come next Tuesday.
And we're going to carry that one from Gainesboro here on the Horizon Sports Network. Tip-off will be at 6 o'clock. Now, that's weather pending. We've got a wild weather weekend if you pay attention to local forecast. First free throw was good. Second one missed by Red Bull, and Clay County leads by 11, 44-33. A minute 5 to play. Taylor Strong now fouled by Haley Davis, and Strong will go to the line for two. Clay County usually pretty good from the free throw line. I don't know that Red Bulling will be able to benefit from this strategy. Strong, a 70% free throw shooter on the season. She connects on the front end of this double bonus attempt. Clay County leads by 12. Second free throw away. No good, but rebounded by Brittany Boone, who goes back up and adds two more to the tally. Nice play by Boone. Lady Dogs lead Red Bulling by 14 now with under a minute to play. Fleming has the ball, top of the key, lost the handle on it.
Right.
Boone comes up with the loose ball, and she'll be fouled by Haley Davis. No. Timeout taken by Clay County before that foul was called. We'll take a break again. Full timeout here. We'll be back in a minute.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Tri-County Elections can help make gift giving easier for any occasion.
We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Baskets have been swapped out here in the final minute. Maddie Harvin scored for Clay County, then Red Bowen went down and scored. We still have a 14-point lead. 49-35, 15 seconds to play in the contest. Taylor Strong has it right wing. She drives into the paint, loses a handle on the ball. That's going to come down as a Bulldog turnover, but coming right back on that, Brittany Boone stole the ball back to add two more points of her own. And this game is going to end, but a timeout taken with 1.3 seconds by Red Bowling. 51-35 is your score. We're just going to stay with you here on this, and we played an extra ad a minute ago, and we're going to stay on our Clay County's girls are going to go to 10-8 on the season overall, and I believe that's going to put us at 4-3 in District 6A play. Red Bowling girls going to go to 13-10 overall on the season, and 2-5 in District 6A play. To our tally, Kenzie Arms has 998 career points at this point in time. I think she's going to have to wait till Tuesday night to get that elusive 2 points to finish with 1,000. And there is the buzzer. Clay County wins this hard-fought game, 51-35. There was nothing easy about it. We're going to play a few ads here and come back for a post-game show and get ready for the boys' contest.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Berry a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hague and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Clay County High School, and now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Coach, Kind of an ugly one for the Lady Dogs. They fell behind early, 13-6 after one quarter of play. And then the defense kind of flexed its muscles. Held their ball into four in the second quarter, five in the third. And then we've kind of started scoring, gained the lead, and put it away here in the third quarter, or in the fourth quarter, for a 51-35 victory.
Yeah, that's one of those games you're just glad to get out of with a win. You know, I didn't think we played very good. Now, Red Border had a lot to do with that. They had a good game plan, and they stuck with it. You know, they weren't going to give Taylor anything out in the floor. They were going to dare Tara and Maddie and Brittany to shoot it out in the floor. You know, they did some. Maddie finally got two or three to fall, which was big, you know, in the third quarter. But it's just one of those games you just have to grind and, you know, try to find a way to win, and luckily we did. You know, we executed enough in the second half to kind of pull it out and get it to 10 and then won by 15 or 16, whatever it was. But it's a good win.
Was a good win. Again, kind of a little too close for comfort, though,
it
especially
was.
Starting off. And then we got out to, I think you said, 13 or 14. They cut it to 8 late there.
They sure did. And they luckily, you know, got a few shots, got some rebounds. And that's one of the disappointing things. As small as they are, they really hurt us on the boards. They got a bunch of offensive rebounds the first half and, you know, get two or three possessions out of it. They finally scored. And like you said, though, in the second quarter and the third quarter, we kind of, I thought, did a better job of rebounding. They didn't get those second shots, and, you know, they had a hard time scoring then.
Well, the leading Clay County was Kenzie Arms. According to Daniel's tally, Coach Matt Walker gave him a total before the game. She's 2 points shy of 1,000. Not a whole lot of players have done that as a junior. I know there's several, but, you know, it's not normal.
No, usually it takes 4 years, but it's kind of ironic. I was talking to her mom the other day about it, and she scored her 1,000th points on January the 10th of her junior year. If Kenzie had got two more tonight, they'd have just been one day separating, you know, when they got their 1,000th point. That's kind of eerie, you know, that they'd be that close in scoring. And Tia was, you know, one of the best I ever had, and Kenzie's, you know, following right in her footsteps. She's a really good player.
Behind her, Taylor Strong had 13 hard-earned points. I mean, they paced her all night long.
Yeah, and I felt like all year, you know, like Monterey tried to do some of this stuff other night, but they just didn't really have the players to do it. But now you take a team that's pretty close to us in ability, you know, they can come out and play a boxing one or a 1-3 and match on Taylor and make it really hard for her to get the ball and score some. And then if they keep two on Kenzie, it makes it that much harder on her.
Right.
Well, she ended up getting 20 tonight, but you know, if they had a little more size, she might not have got that many.
Right.
And I've been harping all year, it's so important that our other girls step up and score some, and finally Boone got some tonight. Maddie got some. That really...
They had 8 each.
Probably
that
the
was a big
game.
Help.
You know,
16.
We won by 16. They got the 16, you know.
16
so
points between those two.
It's just hard for two girls to do all the scoring. You can't win and have it like that.
Still down in the low scoring, though, just 51 points. You know,
we're
not averaging a little
get,
more now.
We're going to get 50, you know, the way it's going there most of the game, because we only had 19 at halftime. So, you know, double that, that's 38. We got 13 more the second half, so we did a little better the second half anyway.
We did. Besides those four leaders, Rachel Copas had two free throws late to round out Clay County scoring, leading the way for Red Ballin. Haley Davis had 10. Kennedy Fleming, 9. Bailey Morgan, 7 points late. Briley Morgan, 5. And Liz Anderson rounded out the scoring with 4. Again, folks, Clay County takes care of business here against Red Bone Springs and wins 51-35. We'll be back to preview the boys' game here and as the Battle of the Bulldogs gets ready to tip.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Thomas Watson and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs.
because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Treehouse Treasures. Man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off their termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will ask legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson what tonight's keys to the boys' game are, get scores of interest from around the region, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinauto.com.
We've returned here at halftime of the, not halftime, but we're between games here at Clay County High School. We just witnessed the Clay County Lady Bulldogs win 51-35 over Red Bowling Springs. The Clay County girls now are 10-8 on the season, and they are 4-3 in District 6A play. We'll go ahead and look at the entire District 6A right now and do a District 6A girls update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. First place Clark Range, 18-1 overall, 6-0 in the district. We're hosting Livingston Academy in a non-conference game tonight. Livingston Academy was 9-10 overall. Clark Range won that game 81-38. Second place Pickett County, 14-1 overall, 5-1 in the district. We're playing host tonight to tied for fourth place Trousdale County, who was 5-10, 3-3. Pickett County won that contest 88-32. Third place Jackson County, 9-6 overall, 4-2 in the district. We're playing host tonight. Actually, they made the trip up to Monterey. Don't have a score on that one. Monterey was seventh place in the district, 1-15 overall, 1-5 in the district. And as we mentioned, tied for fourth place Clay County. Got to 10-8 on the season, 4-3 in the district as we won 51-35 here over 6th place Red Bowling Springs, who are now 13-10 overall, 2-5 in district play. Eighth place Gordonsville is idle tonight. They're 1-17 overall, 0-6 in the district. They have a game scheduled tomorrow night with Clark Range High School. Clark Range is supposed to make the trip to Gordonsville. I'm not sure if weather will permit that. We'll just have to wait and see. But this has been the final District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's not paying rent, we'll get rid of it. I'm accompanied now at the table by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson. Coach Watson, it's a pleasure to have you here again, sir.
Hey, it's great to be back. We've had a little time off. Well, we're not thinking we had Monterey the other night,
yeah,
but I guess that was an off. That was an off night, I think, though, wasn't it?
It was Clay County suffering its first District 6A defeat that night to Monterey. Not too pretty of a contest.
No, it wasn't. We kind of lost contact with them. Really, is what happened to us. We played them close. We got behind. We came back and made a great run at them. Maybe got ahead, maybe a point or two once.
Yeah.
And then they went on a little streak and hit some threes, and we really lost contact with the game and just never could get back in it.
That's true. They did seem to be out of touch with what was going on. Now, Tuesday night, the boys made the trip up to Clark Range and won in what ended up being a nail-biter.
Yes,
I think
it was.
Into the final minute and a half of play, we carried a pretty 12-point lead, I think, but Clark Range hit about 5 3-pointers in a minute span.
Yeah, they came down, and we had to hit some foul shots at the end to pull it off, and we had to have them to miss the foul shot, which they did. That would have tied the game up. I think it would have been a scary game if they'd have got us into overtime, the streak that they were on.
You're absolutely right. Well, let's talk about the homer improvement keys to tonight's game. What would you like to see out of Coach Rob Edwards tonight, his Clay County Bulldogs in this contest?
Well, hopefully we'll come down and get some good early shots, and maybe Woodcock get off from the bend of the ball game. The last couple of ball games, he really hadn't got started real well. But if we get him started well, and I don't know how we'll do inside with Silk against the big boy inside or any of our post players. I mean, this kid is huge, and a pretty good defensive ball player, and an excellent offensive ball player.
Averaging about 30, I think, a game, maybe?
That's a pretty good point per game average.
Yes, sir. Well, that's been the keys to the boys' game, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. At this point in time, we'll go ahead and do the Treehouse Treasure pregame parting gift, and that's a final word from me for the listeners before tip-off. Tonight's parting gift for the Dogs is revenge. Not revenge against Red Bowen Springs. We're winners of 4 straight against them, but revenge against ourselves. The Dogs should be mad at themselves still for their lackluster night at Monterey last week. They're much better than they played. We took the first step to recovery at Clark Range Tuesday night with that win. Now it's time to go out and prove to themselves, the players themselves need to prove just how capable a ball club they really are. Unfortunately for Red Bowman, they're standing in the way. I say unfortunately for them because Edwards, Silk, Woodcock, and the rest of the gang are about to run them back across the county line. This pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gift for mothers, daughters, and wives. We'll look now at the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups. First of all, for Red Bowling Springs, a senior, Jordan Powell, a junior, Hunter Kirk, a sophomore, Mason Hicks, a sophomore, Dalton Marsh, and a sophomore, Matthew Murphy. Starting for Clay County will be number 1, Jake Ashcock, a sophomore. Number 2, Landon Woodcock, a junior. Number 3, Heath Times, a junior. Number 13, Gavin Silk, a junior. And number 21, B.J. Emerton, a junior. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. Thomas, as we prepare to embark on this broadcast, I'm looking at the roster I have here. Oh, here we go, number. I didn't think I had numbers for these Red Bull players. It's going to be hard to call without that, but we see those What's a lot of things happening here, guys. Clay County tied for first in the district again after Monterey fell to the Pickett County Bobcats Tuesday night. In our big win at Clark Range, us and Monterey's both 5-1 in the district. Red Moreland, a very competent team. They come into this matchup with a pretty healthy overall record of their own. I see here that they're 13-7 overall, tied for sixth place at 2-4 in the district. So the district record a little lackluster, but they're a solid team.
Yes, they are. A very solid team. I've seen them play a couple of ball games this year, and they're good. They've got good outside shooting and a good inside game. They've got one kid 6'2", and then the Mars kid is 6'5". So that's two good size players they have on the team.
Certainly so. And we see the tip here is Dalton Marsh was in jumping against Jake Ashlock, and the official didn't like the toss he had. It wasn't good, so we're going to redo it. Clay County is dressed in white tonight. The home team will be traveling right to left. As Jake Ashlock loses control of the tip, Red Bullen gets it. Red Bullen dressed in their red shorts and uniforms. So they're the away team. They'll be shooting at the hoop on our ride as Red Bullen takes a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound by Landon Woodcock. We'll do the best we can to bring you the Red Bull and Springs players. The numbers on their jerseys are very difficult to see.
There's a great-looking shot right there from Jake Ashlock. We have a that looks great to see him.
The high post shot by Jake Ashlock. We jump out to an early 2-0 lead. And quickly, Red Bull and works the ball down inside to Dalton Marsh. And he has his first cue of the night. He's a sophomore, 6'5", averaging 26.2 a game. I said 30 earlier.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. Rounded up to 30.
What's that matchup on this end down here? Coach Evers talked about taking both Silk and Ashlock to guard Marsh tonight.
Not a bad idea, I'm sure. Marsh, a sophomore. He's going to be around the district for a while now. A transfer student, I believe, to Red Bull and Springs.
From Macon County.
From Macon, yes.
Game is knotted up 2-2 currently. Red Bulling just missed the three-point attempt. Rebound B.J. Emerton. He feeds Heath Kynes. Kynes goes coast-to-coast for the successful layup. Clay County leads 4-2 right now. Red Bulling inbounds under full court pressure from Clay County. Looks like man full court now as Clay County starts to fall back. Red Bulling with the ball. Having difficulty, we see now Powell, Jordan Powell, attempts a three-point shot. No good. Red Bulling gets the rebound, though. It's at the top of the key in the hands of Matthew Murphy. Murphy works over to Kirk. Kirk takes the shot. No good. Rebound Heath Kynes. I learned these Red Bull and players and flow a little quicker in a minute or two, I promise. B.J. Emerton fires the three. No good. Rebound Marsh.
So far, so good for Clay County. Making Red Bull and shoot those outside shots. That's what we want, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we're giving them a free shot there at the foul line.
They drained that one. Three-point shot and taken by Matthew Murphy. Ashrock now being called for a travel as he was working inside against Marsh. Red Bull and Springs will take possession of this ball, and they have possession of the one-point lead, 5-4, with 5:41 left to play here in the first quarter of action. Quickly, Red Bullen traverses the length of the floor and a layup taken by Mason Hicks. No good. Woodcock comes out there with it. He quickly goes. He's at high post. He goes onto the floor. Jump ball being called between him and Matthew Murphy, the Red Bulling faithful, thinking a walk may be called. Honestly, I did too. He slid on the floor with the ball. Usually,
I think we got a break on that
violation.
One.
Yes.
Floyd County ball.
Clay County dodges a bullet and gets to maintain possession here. Woodcock inbound from the baseline. He alley-oops it into the paint to B.J. Emerton, who can't convert on the play. Had a good look at it, but did not get the hit. Kirk with it on right wing now. Works it down in the corner to Murphy. Murphy fires, no good. Rebound Woodcock. Woodcock quickly comes across the timeline. Works to Emerton, left block. B.J. now to Ashlock in the paint. And Ashlock is fouled on his shot attempt by Dalton Marsh, who came over his back. Ashlock will go to the line to shoot two. First personal foul against Dalton Marsh. First team foul of the first half for Red Bowen. Head coach Mike Owens takes a 30-second timeout. As they take time, we'll take time.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're returning here to Clay County High School as Jake Ashnall gets the first of two free throw attempts. 5:09 on the clock. Currently, we're knotted up at 5. Ashnall gets the second, and now we have a one-point lead, 6-5, early in this contest against the excellent-looking Red Bull and Springs basketball team. Quickly, Red Bull works down to the low post to Dalton Marsh. Marsh well-defended, doubled up by Silk and Ashnall, as Coach Edwards said. However, Marsh kicks it back out to number 22, Jordan Powell, and he drains the three from the top of the key.
That's a great shot right there.
It was a clutch shot. He looks like a big post player, but a shot at our guard.
You know, I still think Coach Evans has got to be pleased so far. Marsh has got 2 points, only 2 points so far. Doing a good job on him inside. We'll take those post players out there shooting threes all night.
That's true. Is now Red Bullen has the ball. They also have a lead, 8-6. Another 3-point shot taken and drained by Don Marsh. We may have to step in. Don Marsh, I'm sorry, Jordan Powell, his second row in his many trips. Clay County can't convert on their shot attempt. It quickly, Red Bullen has the rebound, and they're in their own front court. Shot was taken by Matthew Murphy, no good, and it was rebounded by tank number 23, Mason Hicks, who scored. Red Bullen out to a 7-point lead, 13-6, as Clay County takes time.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Red Bullen leads Clay County 13-6. They're on an 8-0 run, 2 3-pointers by the big inside player, Jordan Powell, stepping out, and a layup. Clay County's got to get something going right here.
They do, and here they have the opportunity. Jake Ashcroft fires his own 3-pointer.
So our postman moves out.
He did. He found the bottom of the net that time. Clay County now trails by 4, 13-9. Red Bull in possession of the ball. Kirk has it at the top of the key. He works over in the corner. I cannot see those gray numbers on the Red Bull's jersey as we see Jordan Powell in the three-pointers now, four trips down the floor for Red Bull Springs.
What is the deal? We saw West, Tyrus West, being, as you say, in Fuego at Monterey, and now we're seeing Jordan Powell do the same against us.
In Clay County, Heath Kimes could not convert on his shot attempt at their end, and Red Bullen now comes up to the floor. Powell has it on left wing. He works it into the corner to unidentified player. That's Mason Hicks, and he hits a three-pointer from the left corner for Red Bullen Springs. So for and Heath Kimes down with a three-pointer, misses on Clay County's end. Woodcock got the rebound. Looks like he is roughed up by Powell, but no foul called, and Red Bullen comes away with the ball. Traveling now called against Matthew Murphy. Red Bullen setting a frenzied pace to this contest as we see subs coming in. Gunner Silk comes in, Ben Bailey and Mason Sharp for Clay County, and B.J. Emerton, Heath Kimes, and Jake Ashlock. No, not Jake Ashlock, but Landon Woodcock. Take a seat.
Coach Watson, looks like Coach Evers throwing a little change-up at him here.
Yeah, I don't know why. We're trying to find that combo again tonight, looks like.
Sharp works inside to Ashlock, right block outside to Bailey. Bailey fires the three, no good. Rebound, Red Bull, and foul called against number 13, Gavin Silk, I believe. Yes, Silk gets his first personal foul of the contest, Clay County's second team foul. Clay County trails 19-9 to a very good Red Bull Springs Bulldog team that's coming to the sideline ready to play. We saw Monterey, as you say, Thomas, shoot the lights out against the Southern Knight. Clark Range shot well as an app. Rick Moore shoot well with that. Clay County just needs to do the same as Powell fires from three-point land again. No good this time. Rebound Gunner Seal. Can he'll be fouled by number 23, Mason Hicks. Second team foul for Red Morgan of the contest.
Coach, when you're on the bench down there, what do you tell your team at this point when somebody's just shooting the lights out on you?
Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. They can't do this all night. Of course, you sometimes they may do that, but, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do when you've worked all week and come up with a plan you think is going
to
work.
Well, the plan is to take Dalton Marsh away inside. We've done
right,
that.
Right, right.
Silk now, not Silk, but Mason Sharp loses the ball in the paint. He drove inside and was stripped of that ball by Hunter Kirk for Red Boylan. Red Boylan comes down.
We're going to get that second foul on Marsh.
No good. Second personal foul being assessed against Dalton Marsh here in this contest. And he'll have a seat as number 12, Kendall Thompson, comes onto the floor for him.
This changes the outlook of the team now. Totally changes it with him out of there.
It certainly
does.
That
was a big foul early in this ballgame.
Clay County now may not be as leery to step outside in defense against those three-point shots. On the offensive end of the floor, Clay County's woes continue as another turnover for Clay County, and Red Bulling Springs early in this contest is in full control. They have a 10-point lead and possession of the basketball after the Clay County turnover. Powell has it, wants to work inside, kicks it outside now to Kirk. Kirk works it over to Thompson. Thompson on left wing. He comes back to Hicks. Hicks drives inside, goes to Powell. Gunner Silk, though, busts up the play. And Ben Bailey goes to the floor to tussle with the big Jordan Powell and a jump ball call.
You see the difference there, too, Coach. With Marsh out, we can change up our defense and kind of speed things up
yes,
with
we
that
can.
Trap on the perimeter.
Yes.
And now Red Bulling in possession of the ball. After the jump ball was called, the arrow was in their favor. They fire another three, no good. And Gunner Silk comes up with the rebound, a foul called on the floor.
Yeah, looked like they were just doing target practice on us there for a little while, but
well,
I think it's changed. We've got a little pressure on them now.
And we see substitutes coming back into the contest for Clay County. On the floor currently, Heath Times, Gavin Silk, Landon Woodcock, Sage Tiernan, and Mason Sharp. Heath Times runs the point for Clay County, under a minute to play now in the first quarter, and the Dogs do trail Red Bulling by 10, 19-9. Another turnover is produced by Red Bulling Springs. We're not even getting shot attempts at our end, and Coach Edwards now petitioning to the officials for a foul call. Heath Times now is frustrated and creates a turnover of his own. He feeds Woodcock. Woodcock goes to the rim. Layup no good. Blocking foul called as Woodcock goes hard down to the floor. I believe the young man will be okay, though. He's visibly shaken, but he comes to his feet, assisted by Gavin Silk. Woodcock will have two free throw attempts upcoming.
The Red Bulling player was set there, Coach. He was just kind of too far underneath the
right.
Basket.
Right. I mean, I think the officials have finally got to the point where if you're under there and really not trying to play defense, they're not going to give that to you anymore.
Right.
You know, because I know in the colleges now they've got the line circled there. If you're inside that line, you're not going to get a charge.
Right.
And I think it's kind of an invisible line here in high school.
Uncharacteristic of Woodcock there. Misses the front end of the two shots from the line. He'll take the second. And it's good.
Woodcock now gets the Bulldogs back within single digits with that shot. We trail by 9, 19-10. Red Bulling now in possession of the ball. They work over to Thompson, who has it left wing. He's content to give it back to Kirk. There's 20 seconds left in this opening quarter play. Kirk back to Thompson. Thompson under duress. He gives it up to Powell. Powell over now to Murphy. Murphy back to Thompson. Thompson quickly gets rid of it. And now it comes back to Powell. Powell back to Thompson. 5 seconds to play. Three-point shot taken and made by number 20, Hunter Kirk, as the buzzer sounded. Red Bulling with a big first quarter lead, 22-10 over Clay County. We'll be right back.
My mobile money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it.
With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Greer a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Clay County has the ball to begin the second quarter of action, and Gavin Silk attempts a shot from right block where he'll be fouled by number 22, Jordan Powell. Powell not happy with that call.
Daniel, Red Bullens made a half dozen three-pointers in that first quarter to take this huge lead.
Must be some kind of record, the three-pointers that have been hit against Rob Edwards' squad over the last three contests. As Gavin Seal hits his first free throw, second one's away. It is no good. Almost fell in, hovered on the edge of the rim for a minute, and fell to the outside. Murphy runs the point now, gives it up to Powell. Powell back to Thompson for Red Bull and Springs. Thompson under defense of Ashlock, hands it off to Hunter Kurt. Kurt defended by Kimes. Kimes works back over to Murphy. Or not Kimes, but Kurt to Murphy. Murphy trying to work the ball down to Mason Hicks. That ball was knocked out of bounds by Clay County, and Red Bull will inbound from the baseline. 7:21 remaining in the second quarter. Red Bull leads 22-11 early in this game. Powell with the ball on right wing, goes across to Kirk. Kirk works down to Hicks. And as I've mentioned before, I apologize that it's extremely hard for me to see the numbers. Red Bull has gray numbers on red jerseys, and they're outlined in black, and it all just molds together. I can't hardly see the numbers.
And when they get a little sweaty, they get transparent on you, don't they?
Well, they do. They do. As Clay County now has possession, he times rebounded. Inbounded the ball to Woodcock. Woodcock back to Kimes. Kimes came down and gave it to Ashlock. Ashlock missed the 12-foot jumper and rebounded by Red Bullen. And Red Bullen was called for traveling after the rebound.
You know, Clay County's kind of weathered.
Great call. Great
here.
Call.
Weathered the storm here, but we need some points on this possession.
We do. Heath Kimes now with it. Left wing, gets it to Ashlock, Ashlock to Woodcock. Woodcock fires the long three, no good. Rebound Kimes. Second attempt coming now. Kimes works to Emerton, right wing. Emerton hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Emerton. Emerton to Silk inside. Silk goes to the basket and will score. Red Bull Springs defender flopped to the ground, hoping a charge will be called. That was not to be so. As Heath Kimes steps in front of Red Bull and pass, gets a steal. He'll be fouled by Powell. Kimes will go to the line to shoot two. Clay County does trail by nine, 22-13. It
looked like a little momentum change there.
Yes, head coach Mike Owens calls a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Whether you've been hurt in the...
We return here to action at the 6:38 mark of the second quarter. Heath Kimes will be at the line to shoot two free throws. Red Bull Springs has 17 fouls already in this first half. Clay County only one at this point. Kimes misses the first.
So we've got nearly a full quarter of one-and-one shooting coming up for us.
We do. We need to be successful from the line, too. Clay County trails by nine at this point. Kimes fires the second. He hits that one.
Marsh has come back in off of that timeout, Daniel.
And he has two personal fouls. I know Clay County may try to work inside against him. As Marsh now quickly gets it, and a blocking foul called against Gavin Silk. Marsh turned to go to the basket, and Silk impeded his progress to the rim. Marsh will, it was not a shooting foul, though. Second team foul, second personal for Silk. As Red Bowling Springs hits another three-pointer, that was Matthew Murphy. Clay County with the ball. Silk fires a three. No good up the front of the rim. Rebound, Heath Kimes. Kimes at right wing, wants to slow it down a little.
That's two offensive rebounds in a row by the smallest guy on the floor. Kimes has got some heart in there.
That's just pure hustle.
It is pure hustle. Silk works now on the post. No good on the shot. A lot of hammering going on back and forth between the post players in this contest.
You know, there's no love loss in this rivalry right here between Red Bowling and Clay County. We've seen some battles over the years in all sports.
That's true. Thompson now works it over to Hicks. Hicks fires the three, no good. Clay County now. Jake Ashlock attempting to get the rebound, knocked it out of bounds, and Red Bowling will maintain possession. We cannot catch a break early in this contest. As Coach Edwards goes to the bench again, we see Ben Bailey, Mason Sharp, and Sage Tiernan return to action. Kimes and Ashlock stay on the floor to complete the lineup. Thompson has it right wing for Red Bowling, works inside to Marsh. Foul call now against Jake Ashlock. The officials want to even back up the fouls in this contest a little. Clay County's third team foul.
That's awful picky. When you got a big post player inside, that's going to be a battle all night long. And they kind of need to let them play a little.
They do. They do. To this point, they have, and it appears they may be done with that. We see now Hicks with it on right wing. He goes to Marsh, and Marsh called for a charge. His third personal foul, and he visibly shows frustration, throwing the ball to the floor. And quickly, Marsh has to go back to the bench. We likely will not see him the remainder of this first half.
No, I would say not. And he should have known better because, you know we're going to flop every time somebody gets around him. And chances are we're going to get one of them out of four or five.
That's finally. Right. It's worth the effort, is it not?
Yes, it is.
That's why I kind of baited him into that one, too. You know, they were banging back and forth down there, getting a little chippy, and Marsh dropped that shoulder and just floored him.
Clay County with the ball now. Kimes runs the point. Clay County trails by 11, 25-14. Kimes goes to the rim and wheels points for his team as he puts up a layup. 25-16 now is the score. 4:55 to play in the second quarter. Red Bowling with good ball movement on their end. It's over in left corner in the hands of Powell now, who's hit 3 three-pointers already in this contest. Thompson has it out around the timeline. Kiernan steps out to defend. Red Bowling now has the ball worked to Hunter Kirk. Once again, having trouble seeing these numbers. What transpired there?
That was Powell. They threw a lob back door to Powell underneath. Ashlock went up to the contest and fouled him.
Powell is at the line. First one's away. No good. Emerton and Woodcock check back into the game. Ashlock and Tiernan go to the bench. Coach Watson, Clay County has trailed the entirety of this contest. No lead yet, and far from it is we're 10 points behind.
Yeah, that's the one thing we were afraid of to begin with, that slow start again where we're having to play from behind.
You mentioned the key would be to jump out to get early baskets, and we have failed to do so as Kimes drives inside again, and two more points for Heath Kimes, who has taken over offensively for the Bulldogs.
They've challenged Heath a little bit tonight. I think they're trying to tell him that he can't score.
And he's proving them wrong as we see Murphy with it now for Red Bowling. Murphy hands off to Kirk. Kirk steps out of bounds under good defense
great
by
defense.
Heath Kimes.
Heath Kimes and Mason Sharp. Not really known for his defense, but he played it there and got the trap and out of bounds, gets a turnover.
Red Bowling fans thanking that should have been a reach-in foul against Clay County.
Big turnover.
Not to be so, though, as we're at the halfway mark of the second quarter, 4 minutes. Red Bull in the lead, 26-18. And a foul now being called against Red Bull Springs, number 22, Jordan Powell. His third personal of this first half.
That's really going to change the size of the team, isn't it?
It will.
Kind of really forcing the issue, guys. Just like you said, he's kind of willing this team back. I love to see the energy out of Heath County.
He goes to the line for the first of two free throws and hits it. 26-19 now. 7 points is the deficit for Clay County.
Talked about weathering the storm early on in this quarter. Clay County's done that. Got it down to single-digit lead now with a chance to really cut into it here before the half.
Times fires the second. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound by Thompson. He brings the ball up the floor. He's in a trap of Kimes and Woodcock. Gets rid of it, though, to Kirk. Kirk works over to Murphy. Murphy back to Kirk. Kirk goes cross-court. That pass intercepted by Mason Sharp, and he's fouled hard by Red Bowling Springs.
Sharp's come off the bench and created a spark along with what Kimes has done.
A couple of good
defensive
plays.
Two nice defensive plays by Mason Sharp, the sophomore, and he's going to the line.
The foul called against Kendall Thompson, his first, team's 10th of the first half for Red Bowling. Sharp's at the line for two free throws here.
Right, he's got a chance to reward himself for that big effort.
He hits the first. Looking at season stats that were donated to us by Andrew Meadows, Bulldog assistant coach, we see that Sharp is a good free throw shooter. He's 80% on the year as he made both of those.
5-point ball game.
It certainly is. Red Bull leads by 5, 26-21, 3:30 to play here in the second quarter. Thompson with the ball. He goes inside to Murphy, who puts up an uncontested two-pointer. The Clay County defense had a breakdown there. As Kimes drives into the paint, lost the handle on the ball, recollects, and comes back out behind the arc to reset the offense. Goes to Ben Bailey, left corner. He's inside the Woodcock, who will be fouled. That player will be Hunter Kirk, assessed for that foul. Woodcock goes to the line. He as well is an excellent free throw shooter. He's made 113 of 143 for 79% coming into the contest, and he knocks that one down. Clay County trails by 6, 28-22. Woodcock will attempt the second on the floor for the Dogs is Bailey, Gunner Silk, Sharp, Woodcock, and Emberton. Thompson to inbound under full court pressure. He gets it in to Kirk. Kirk back to Thompson. The Dogs drop off. They were pressuring them out fast, but then content to fall back and play defense. Thompson on left wing goes inside to number 33, Dalton Thompson. Thompson gets his first two of the night. Emerton now firing a three-pointer for Clay County, and he hits that. Dogs trail by 4, 30-26. Sharp now being called for a foul. Foul on the floor.
We've got some.
Fifth team foul for Clay County. Red Bull and inbound from the sideline. Ball is inbounded. Another foul being called against Clay County's Ben Bailey, his first personal. Team 6, the next foul on the floor will send Red Bull into the line for 1-1.
We're making some silly reaching fouls here, and we're going to get them into 1-1 here in a second if we're not careful.
Certainly are. 2:30 remains in the second quarter. Red Bull now has the ball.
Now Sharp again. He's really picked up his game on the defensive end tonight.
Good pressure by Sharp. He knocked the ball out of bounds. Red Bowen still with possession, though. Ball now inbounded. It's Murphy. Murphy works it to Thompson, right wing. Thompson now in a trap. He gets it to Hicks. Hicks back across to somebody here. It's in a three-pointer for Red Bowen. I hate their jersey. That's number 23, Mason Hicks, who hit that three-pointer. And now Gunner Silk fires a three for Clay County. It's no good. Rebound Thompson for Ed Bowman. He pushes it up floor to Hicks. Hicks takes the shot. Now that was Murphy's shot. Was no good. Foul being called against Clay County. Actually against Red
Bowman.
Clay County is going to come to the line for the double bonus. The score, 33-26. Clay County trails by six. Actually by seven. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Coach Watson, I've said it four times. I'm going to say it again. I cannot see the number.
No,
can you see them? Coach,
no.
Maybe better than that. Mine.
I can see them when they stand still.
They're not doing that much.
No.
It's a fast-paced game. Fred Mullen, they're playing excellent to this point. Even though they've had their leading scorer, Dalton Marsh, he averages 26 a game. He's a sophomore. He has three personals. He's been on the bench. B.J. Emerson missed his first free throw, hit the second. Clay County now trails by six. Under 2 minutes to play. Redbourne crosses the timeline. Ball is knocked out of bounds by B.J. Emerson. Clay County now trying to get in the passing lanes, doing a good job of denying these passes.
Well, it's all about Marsh being on the bench. When Marsh is on the bench, we can get out here, we can deny, we can trap.
Foul being called against Landon Woodcock. I must have been looking at something else. Red Bowen will go to the line for 1-1. That was the seventh team foul against Clay County. I believe it was Woodcock's first personal.
I can't tell who's shooting.
That shot was missed. That was Murphy on the attempt for Red Bowen. As Clay County comes down sharp, fires a three. No good. Foul being called against Clay County.
Double zero.
Double zero, Sage Tierna. It's a foul frenzy here in the final minutes of the first quarter, or the first half, as we see Red Boeing still leading 33-27. The shooter at the line for Red Boeing is number 12, Kendall Thompson. Thompson fires, no good on that 1-1. Heath Kimes comes up with the rebound. Dogs trail by six to the Red Dogs of Redbourne Springs. Minute 30 to play here in the first half. Kimes drives inside, goes to the rim, and another foul call. Very little contact on these fouls, Coach
Watson. If you notice the difference in the fouls, we're getting our fouls down around the basket against them, then we're getting fouls called on us out here about the center line out in the open court. We need to be a little bit smarter out there. It's hard to hide anything out there.
Yeah, that's an excellent coaching point. I wouldn't have thought of something like that. When you get down inside, you kind of get in traffic. You can hide a thing or two. Times hit the first free throw there. Clay County's drew within five. He prepares to shoot the second. It's away. No good. Sage Tiernan, though, comes over the back of Red Wing player for a rebound. And he's going to be called on a foul for that. I didn't think. I'm not sure what happened. Red Bull, no foul.
I believe they just called out of bounds.
Yes, Tiernan had possession, went out of bounds. We see Tiernan creating a turnover in the backcourt. Shot gets it, blocking foul now called against Red Bull and Springs. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not exaggerating when I say a whistle has been blown every trip on both ends of the floor for the last minute or two of game time. Not complaining, just making an observation about that. As Sharp goes to the line, now to shoot two in the double bonus. Sharp misses that free throw. He's an excellent free throw shooter, as we said before. He's 80% on the season, according to assistant coach Andrew Meadows' staff that he's provided for us. However, he missed that one. Sharp eyes the mark, lets the second one go, hits it. Clay County trails by four, 33-29. Minute 21 remaining in the first half. Red Bowling inbounds, and the ball was taken out of bounds, the officials say. By the Red Bowling Springs ball handler, Mason Sharp's pressure, who many thought was a foul, created a turnover for Clay County. And here we have it, a minute 15 left in the second quarter. Kimes has it right wing, goes inside. And a foul called. He was feeding Landon Woodcock, and another foul.
Once again, another foul down around the basket.
Yes.
We're getting it in there and taking
it. It could. We had a 6:30 tip-off due to the junior high games earlier, so we're going to go past easily past the 9 o'clock mark with this. As Landon Woodcock hits the first of two free throws, Clay County has drawn within three. It is finally a one-possession game after we've not led in this contest yet. Timeout taken on the floor by Redbourne Springs. We'll be back.
Game just had surgery or need wound care treatment. Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Solana. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We return here as Landon Woodcock prepares to shoot a second free throw, and that one is good.
We're down to a single field goal now, a two-point field goal.
Yes, sir. Two-point game now. Redbourne still does lead, 33-31, minute five to play. The Red Dogs have the ball. Thompson with it. He's in a trap of Sharp and Tiernan. He gets it away, though, to Gross. Gross now works back to Thompson. Thompson yet again in a trap. He works out of that trap. Whistle blows. Heath Times going to be called for a foul. No, it was 24 Sharp. Mason Sharp
that's
being credited with the foul.
That his third one or fourth one?
Coach, honestly, I can't keep up. I cannot keep up.
How many fouls does he have, Bob? Or
I don't think Thomas keeps track of the personal fouls either for the Dogs. We need to do better of that. That was Thompson on the free throw. Kendall Thompson, he hits the first. As Sharp came to the bench and was replaced by Bailey on the floor for Clay County right now. We see Ben Bailey, Landon Woodcock, Sage Kiernan, B.J. Emerton, Heath Times as Thompson hit the second free throw. Redbourne now leads by four, 35-31 in this big District 6A battle. Bailey fires a three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound Redbourne. 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Thompson gets it up court to Gross. Gross crosses the timeline. He works it over to, I believe that's Hicks. And a foul going to be called that'll send Mason Hicks to the line. This foul being called on Ben Bailey. His second personal, team's 10th. Each team in the double bonus. Hicks prepares to shoot the first of two. He hits it. Redbourne extends the lead to five. Hicks prepares for the second. It's away, no good. Rebound Landon Woodcock. 30 seconds remain in the first half, and Heath Times has possession of the ball for Clay County. Coach Edwards' squad is down by five after what's been a difficult first half for Clay County. And for Red Bull, and both teams in foul trouble. Another turnover. More turnovers in the first half of play. I've seen Clay County having a lot of entire games. Red Bull with it under 10 to play. Thompson has it out around half court. 3 seconds to play. He works inside. There's a travel that's not called. Gross fires the shot. No good. This ugly first half of play ends. Red Boeing leading 36-31. Clay County does trail by five. Stay with us here for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Solana on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network. Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
It's halftime here in Salina of the Battle of the Bulldogs as Red Bowling Springs leads Clay County 36-31 in kind of a slugfest of the first half. Clay County fell behind early 22-10 in the first quarter as Red Bowling had the hot hand from behind the arc, made 6 three-pointers in that quarter to lead 22-10. And then Clay County fought back, outscored Red Bowling 21-14 in the second quarter to pull within 5 here at halftime. For Red Bowling Springs, Jordan Powell, who made 3 of those three-pointers, leads Red Bowling Springs with 10 points. Mason Hicks has 9. Matthew Murphy has 8. Hunter Kirk has 3. And Kendall Thompson has 2. The big man inside, Dalton Marsh, averaging over 25 points a game, has 2 at halftime with 3 fouls and limited action. Leading Clay County is Heath Kimes with 9 points. Jake Aslock has 7. Landon Woodcock, 5. Galvin Silk, 3. B.J. Emerton, 4. And Mason Sharp, 3. Again, Red Bowling leads Clay County 36-31 here at halftime.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to halftime at Clay County High School of the boys' game, where we see the Dogs trailing Redbone Springs 31-36 at the half. We'll go ahead now and do a District 6A boys update. Tied for first place, Clay County. We are 12-5 overall, 5-1 in the district. We are playing host tonight to tied for sixth place in the district, Red Bowling Springs boys. They are 13-7 overall, 2-4 in district play. Tied for first place, Monterey, 16-3 overall, who handed us a defeat last Friday. They're 5-1 in district play. They were playing host tonight to tied for third place, Jackson County, who were 10-7 overall, 3-3 in the district. That game has went final. Monterey won. They beat Jackson County 61-50. Tied for third place, Pickett County, 11-4 overall, 3-3 in the district, was playing host tonight to eighth place, Trousdale County, 5-10 overall, 1-5 in the district. No score from that contest. Tied for third place, Clark Range, 12-7 overall, 3-3 in the district, was playing host tonight to Livingston Academy, who were 12-6 overall, 4-1 in their district. Clark Range, the Buffaloes, fell tonight to the Wildcats of Livingston Academy, 62-74. Tied for sixth place, Gordonsville is idle tonight. They are 6-11 overall, 2-4 in district play. They're scheduled to play Clark Range tomorrow night. I'm not sure with the weather what will happen in that one, but certainly that big district contest will have to be made up if they can't play tomorrow night. That's been the District 6A Boys Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, your go-to critter getters. Coach Watson, as we tick now under a minute left in this half, we know we're going to see the big guys come back on the floor for Red Bull and Springs. Senior Jordan Powell and sophomore leading scorer Dalton Marsh, he averages 26 a game. They both have three personals. They set a lot in the first half. How's it going to change you having those two guys back out there?
Well, you know, it may not be necessarily the game that they play, but the confidence they instill in their teammates just by being out there. Looked like they kind of lost that confidence when they both went out. And, you know, they weren't shooting. I know they still hit some threes, but they weren't shooting with that confidence they had when they knew they had the big guys in there.
Well, that's a fine point. Anytime your leading scorer's not out there, you kind of lose your identity a little. And Powell, not sure what he averages on the season, but he hit 3 3-pointers pretty much consecutively in that opening quarter of play.
He does. He's got 10 points to lead Red Bulling at the half. If I told you Dalton Marsh had one bucket, 2 points at halftime, would you think that Red Bull would be ahead?
I would not have, but certainly they are. 5-point lead now as we begin this second half of play, and Marsh quickly gets another bucket, and Red Bull extends that lead to 7 points, 38-31. Clay County now with the ball. They're traveling left to right here in the second half of play. Red Bull will be going from right to left. Heath Kimes runs the point. He has the left wing, slows it down, wants to drive. He's done it well tonight. He does it again, and he sinks that to the late
foot. They're still daring him to shoot. I think that's a big-time mistake.
Kimes is making a pay as we see Heath create a turnover in the backcourt. Clay County couldn't come up with it, though, so officially not a steal for the Dogs. But we did knock that ball loose, Red Bull, and got back a hold of it. Powell sitting out at left wing wanting to shoot. He kicks it over to Murphy, though, who does, and that's a three-point attempt by Matthew Murphy's no good. And now we see the first foul called of the second half. It's called against Red Bull and Springs. Clay County will take possession. I don't know who it was called against, maybe number 14.
I believe that's who it was.
Matthew Murphy, who sits down. And into the contest we see, I believe that's number 30, Dylan Gross, as we've chronicled numerous times. Very difficult to see those numbers on their jerseys. Yes, I confirm my statement that that is Gross on the floor for Red Bull. In substitution for Murphy. We've had a bit of a lull in action here.
Officials of conferences, I know Maxwell went outside for something to check on. I noticed we just had two on the floor. There's three back now.
Back underway here now. Heath Kimes with the ball for Clay County. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. We trail by five. Heath wants the drive again. He does. Kicks out to Ashdock. Fires a three. He's hit one already. That one's no good. Rebound Marsh. Marsh really good in there. He's 6'5", a sophomore. Really good player. Transfer from Lafayette from Macon County High School as Jordan Powell fires his first three-pointer of the second half, no good.
Yeah, that confidence is not there right now, doesn't look like from the outside shooters.
Yeah, outside of Heath Kimes for us, we've seen quiet nights for all scorers on Clay County squad.
Take a look at the defense they've got out there. They're playing defense totally behind the foul line.
It almost looks like for a minute they were in a 2-1-2 zone, yeah. but I'm not sure now what we see.
Looks like a kind of a flat 2-3.
Gavin Silk tries the 12-footer from baseline right side. No good off the rim. Red Bull and rebounds. Gross with it now on left wing. Gross back to Powell. Powell inside to Marsh. He had to be in the lane for at least 5 seconds. No whistle blows, though. Silk with the rebound. And we see a charge call against Gavin Silk. Definitely Gavin ran over that young man, but I don't know that Gavin even knew he was there.
Well,
his head was looking a different direction.
They gave him that step and a half to see him, though. I mean, it wasn't a blind side.
That's right.
He just didn't look.
Powell now with it out at the top of the key after Gavin gets that offensive foul. I believe that's his third personal, first team foul of the second half for Clay County. Ball now in the hands of Powell. He goes inside and a blocking foul call against Jake Ashlock as he's helped up from the floor. Powell with a strong move to the basket. Shot was no good, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Red Bull leads 38-33, 5:49 to play in the third quarter here. Powell fires the first, no good.
You know, Ashlock's kind of, he's getting strong in there. We're not necessarily used to seeing him bow up like that. He's doing a pretty good job on Marsh underneath.
Ashlock with a large frame, I'd put him at 6'3", 205 pounds anyway. Big guy. Powell hits that second free throw and the Red Dogs lead by 6, 39-33. Kimes runs the point for Clay County. Goes to Woodcock on the right wing, and Landon Woodcock had the ball, hit him in the hands. He didn't catch it. It went out of bounds. We've seen more unforced turnovers by Clay County tonight than we've seen in a long time.
We have, and not to start Clay County wanting coming out in this second half. I mean, we needed to be sharp, and we're not.
Three-point shot taken by Mason Hicks for Red Bull, and no good. Rebound Woodcock. He pushes up forward to Ashlock. Ashlock back out to Kimes. Kimes over to Emerton. He fires a three. Beautiful shot. It's good. Clay County now draws within a possession. They're down three, 39-36. As things heat up here in the second half. Red Bull with the ball. They work inside the Marsh. Foul called on Jake Ashlock.
That's four on him, Daniel.
Is that his third?
That's huge.
His third or fourth?
I think I got four.
Four, that's what I'm afraid of.
I believe that's four personals, as Thomas says, and saves carrying the checks in. Ashlock was curious why the foul was called. He was trying to play conservative defense, but nonetheless,
I tell you
what
you have to do. You have to go back to early in that first quarter when they called that tiki tack one on him.
3-pointer taken now by Red Bull and Springs. Hunter Kirk, he drains it. Red Bull and has shot the three ball well tonight, and they continue to do so as Emerton fires the three for Clay County. He hits on our end. They swap out 3-point darts. 42-39. Dogs trail Red Bull by three. Red Bull works inside to Mars. He gets two easy points from the paint. Nice job by the sophomore. Red Bull leads by five. Times now with it. Wants to drive. Goes baseline. Little reverse layup. Nice shot. Doesn't go, though. Rebound by Silk. His putback blocked by Mars. Silk goes to the floor. Timeout called by Rob Edwards to save the possession. Clay County trails by five, 44-39 here in the third quarter.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back to action here. Landon Woodcock to inbound. After that timeout from baseline, he gets it to Silk. Silk goes up. He's fouled. Misses the shot. Powell picks up his fourth personal for Red Bull and Springs, and he'll be removed from this contest. As we see number 12, Kendall Thompson, come back on. His pal, the senior, has picked up four. Silk goes to line for two. First one's good. Referring to assistant coach Andrew Meadows' season totals here, we see that Silk is a 76% shooter from the free throw line. Silk had an injury and set out a lot coming into tonight's game, though he'd hit 37 of 49 from the line, and he hits the second. Clay County trails again by three. Red Bull in possession. Thompson has it. He's in a trap of Silk and Woodcock. Gets out of that. Works the ball on down court. Marsh has it right block. Defended by Tiernan. Marsh goes to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound Landon Woodcock, who don't care a bit to get in the paint and work hard for loose balls. He comes up with that one. Silk has it right wing. He drives to the rim. Goes up. Beautiful shot. No good, though. He went right into Marsh with it. Didn't care a bit to attack the big guy. But he could not convert on the layup attempt. Red Bull comes away with the rebound. Kendall Thompson has it left wing. Tries to go to Sharp inside, but Emerton, not Sharp, but Marsh. Emerton comes up with a steal. Gets it to Kimes.
With Ashlock on the bench.
DJ Emerton, three-point land tonight. What do you think about that, Coach?
I believe that's three for him, isn't it, here in this little stretch?
It is. 3 3-pointers for Emerton from behind the line tonight. Traveling being called against Red Bull and Springs, and the Clay County contingency across the court goes wild, cheering on their fans.
Emerson's made 3 threes in this quarter. He got 4 on the night, made one in the first half. What I was trying to say before that shot was with Ashlock on the bench, Tiernan's doing a good job, even though he's undersized down there against Marsh.
Coach Rob Edwards has bragged a lot on Sage Tiernan, as we see Heath Kimes go in and lay it up for two more. Clay County now leads by two, 46-44, 2:55 to play here in the third quarter. As I was saying, Coach Edwards was bragging a lot on Tiernan, how he's played through the holiday tournaments and in the new year. Does not care to send the junior on the floor. Heath Kimes comes up with a steal, comes to the other end, and he'll be called for a charge. Offensive foul called against Heath Kimes.
I don't know about that one, Daniel.
Got a little over-anxious.
Yeah.
This game is getting heated. The fans are excited. The players are excited. And as we mentioned before, no love lost between these two Bulldog programs, whose school set probably
17 miles apart, and a turnover now. Red Bowling Springs, Hunter Kirk was trying to draw a blocking foul from Emerson, but Emerson was too quick for him.
That was Mason Sharp. I'll give him credit. Been playing hard defense all night long.
Sorry about that. I thought it was Emerson. Sharp, too quick for him. It's almost like dodging a charging bull. Is that threat? Is Kirk just ran out of bounds trying to draw that foul? And now Kimes has it in the paint. He puts it up, and two more for Heath Kimes, who has come alive tonight and to the rescue of this Clay County team. What's his total right now, Tom?
He's got 15, and then Emerton's got 13 with his three-pointer.
Foul called against Sage Kiernan in the paint as he was defending Marsh.
More importantly, Clay County is on a 9-0 run, Daniel, to take this four-point lead.
We do lead by four, 48-44. We're getting quite excited here. I hope you can tell what's going on by the broadcast we're giving.
And we're sitting right in the middle of a relatively small Red Bulling crowd that's sort of vocal, aren't they?
That's right. That's right, Coach. I'm not sure what's happening on the floor. Officials were talking to Marsh.
Sage is getting under Marsh's skin a little bit, I think.
And 2 points for Red Bowling Springs. That was gross on that bucket. And now Red Bowling grew back within two. Clay County leads 48-46. Head coach Mike Owens cheers on his squad. Owens, a longtime head coach, former head coach at Clay County High School back when I was at high school for two seasons, I guess it was. Did a great job. Led the team in his time to sectional play. That's when we was playing sectional tournaments instead of sub-state. And now Mason Sharp has a shot that's blocked. But a foul called against Red Bowling. Actually, I think Red Bowling stepped out of bounds. Possession being granted now to Clay County. Even the officials are getting excited enjoying this one, I think.
That's another possession gained by him.
Yes, it is. Sharp has played very well tonight. You may not see it on the point column, but you see it everywhere else as B.J. Emerson delivers a beautiful play to the basket.
With the left.
He can. Now Red Bowling Springs under pressure in the Clay County backcourt. Finally gets across the timeline. On the floor for Clay County right now, we see Ben Bailey, B.J. Emerson, Woodcock, Tiernan, and Kimes. Red Bowling Springs, Thompson has it at high post, gets it out to Gross at the top of the key.
Well, I'm really enjoying that right
now. A 3-second call.
Sage Tiernan getting a 3-second call on Dalton Marsh in the paint.
Sage Tiernan has brought the Clay County fans and you to life here, Thomas. As Clay County leads 50-46, timeout taken by Red Bowling. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to action. We're under a minute to play in the third quarter. Clay County leads by 4, 50-46. Red Bowling now has the ball after Clay County couldn't convert it their end. Three-point shot taken by Red Bowling, and he drained it. I'm going to have to find that number. 20, that's 20, ain't it? I believe that's Hunter Kirk.
Kirk,
the junior, with the final three-point shot. And now we're under 30 seconds.
Right, with a big possession, we've got the ball to begin the fourth quarter. So if we can pick up 2 points here and then get the ball back, it'll be a big turnaround right here.
Astute observation. 11 seconds to play. Kearns has it. I bet he's going to drive for the last. And here he comes. Comes to the plate. Gives it to Turner. Turner gets 2 points. His first of the night from left block. Clay County now carries a 52-49 lead into the final stands of this classic. Be back, and we'll be back after break. Stay with us here.
Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communication solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We return here to fourth quarter action. Red Bowling got this possession. I know, Coach, you thought that Clay County was going to have it.
What's going on here with that?
What happened? Red Bowling inbounds it to Marsh. Marsh started to shoot at the Clay County goal,
yeah,
and realized that wasn't right. The officials...
Still something not right.
Whistles again, stop action. Right now, there's a dispute over the possession arrow. Coach Edwards says it should be Clay County ball. The officials, however, give it to Red Bowling. So for the third time, we'll try to start this fourth quarter. And once again, the whistle blows. Miscommunication here at Clay County High School. The officials cannot decide what's going on, and I can't either.
No, like I said, you know, the arrow was pointing to us as we brought up here before the end of the other quarter.
Officials,
it should be on the official scorebook.
For a fourth and hopefully final time, we're going to try to start this fourth quarter. Red Bullen will have possession, it appears. Jordan Powell to inbound. Ball has been inbounded. Finally. Okay. Here we go, folks. Fourth quarter action. Kendall Thompson has it. Left wing for Red Morland. Woodcock defends. He works it over to Murphy. Murphy to Powell. Powell inside the Marsh. Pass denied by Tannen and Kimes. Kimes now has it for Clay County. We do have a 3-point lead, 52-49. 7:30 remains here in this fourth quarter. Red Bullman's fans get behind their team. Times drives, well defended by Thompson. He has to turn back out. Woodcock drives. He gets to the rim.
And pitches it in.
Over Marsh. Woodcock's bucket puts Clay County up, 54-49, a 5-point lead. Red Bullen crosses the timeline. Murphy in the corner. He gets it over to Hicks. Back to Murphy to Powell. Inside to Marsh. Marsh well defended. However, a foul called. I believe this will go against Tiernan. I'm not sure. Number 3, Heath Kimes. He's smaller. I didn't see him in there. Kimes picks up one ice cream. It's probably his third personal. It is the team's sixth foul of the second half. The next foul will have Red Bull in the bonus as Marsh hits the first and misses the second of his free throws. Rebound, though, by Powell. He's in the paint, goes back up. A foul's going to be called, and there's three guys it can be against. They're calling it against Heath Kimes. Kimes picks up his second personal in about 3 seconds of game clock, and now Jordan Powell at the line for Red Bowling. Clay County leads 54-50. Powell hits the first. 7 minutes to play in this District 6A battle that has been intense from start to finish.
or from start to this point, we're not finished with it yet. Powell hits the next. Red Bull and brings it back to a one-possession game. Chimes now has it. He's at the top of the key. 54-52 is the Clay County lead. Coach Edwards calls instruction on the floor. For Clay County, we see in the lineup Bailey, Chimes, Tiernan, Emberton, and Woodcock. Emberton in the paint.
A left-hand hook.
That was beautiful. Kind of a fadeaway hook shot. Emberton has come to life tonight. He hasn't scored well in the last couple. He is tonight.
He got 17 tonight, Daniel. He had 11 in that third quarter.
Two more points for Marsh, for Red Bull. Bowen, I'm sorry, folks. You have to get a drink of water.
There's not a whole lot we can do with him if he gets the ball cleanly down around the basket.
Times for Clay County. Drives into the paint. Kicks back out to Bailey. Who fires the three. No good. Whistle blows. Foul being called against B.J. Emerson. And that's the eighth team foul for Clay County in the second half. Only two team fouls for Red Bull and Springs at this point. Gavin Silk and Jake Ashnot come in, and Sage Tiernan and Ben Bailey have a seat. Clay County fortunately still leads at this point by 2 points, 56-54. But we do see Dalton Marsh, the sophomore phenom for Red Bull, and in the line, he hits the first of two.
Can't say enough about what Sage Tiernan did during that stretch. He was the biggest guy out there with both Silk and Ashlock on the bench and did a fine job against Marsh. It's a tie ball game, Daniel.
We are knotted up. Marsh hits both of those free throws. He's a 1-1. He hit the first, turned right for the second, hit it. Clay County now works on offense, and Big Gavin Silk down on the block refuses to be intimidated by Marsh. He takes it to the hoop and scores. Clay County back with the lead, 58-56. Red Mullen with the ball, right wing. Work over now to the top of the key to Powell. He goes over to Murphy in the corner. Murphy back to Hicks, back to Powell. Powell fires a three. He hits that three-pointer, and Red Mullen now leads 59-58. Three-point shot taken by Emerson, no good. Goes out of bounds, and Red Mullen's going to get this ball back. They have a one-point lead, 5:15 to play in the contest. Full timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. We trail by one. Stay with us.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
How far? Red Bull with possession of the ball. Kirk has it. Works over to Powell, who just hit the three. He's wanting to take another, but passes it back off to Kirk. Kirk inside to Marsh. Marsh shoots. No good. Rebound Woodcock. Nice job once again, as we said before, by Landon tonight in the paint on the defensive end. Times has it, left wing, 4:50 to play in the fourth. Clay County trails by one, 59-58. As now we have a foul call. I'm going to have to get that number. I think it's Gross.
No. 23 Hicks. Can't see it, but I think that's what Michael Miller said, Hicks.
It was Hicks. I was fixed to say it was 20 Kirk. Clay County inbounds. Woodcock has it behind the arc. Fires three, no good. Rebound Heath Times. Times has it knocked out of his hands by Red Mullen. And Clay County maintains possession of this ball.
What a game so far, guys. It should be a good finish.
Coach Watson, even for somebody that's not a hardcore basketball fan, it'd be hard not to be excited in this gym right now.
The fans on both teams should be very excited about tonight's ball game. It's a hard-fought ball game.
Woodcock drove in, had his shot blocked, got it back, put it back up, no good. Rebound Marsh, rebound Red Bull, and 4:20 to play in the fourth. Red Bull with possession. Powell fires a three, no good. Rebound Emerson, gets it to Kynes. Kynes pushes across the timeline. He doesn't have the numbers, but he goes to the rim anyway, and it's going to be foul. Foul being called against number 23, Mason Hicks.
Kynes creates personal battles against his opponents. They get kind of aggravated at him and get personal toward the end of the ball game.
Maybe that helps him elevate his intensity in the contest. As Kynes misses a very important free throw there, Clay County does trail by one, 58-59, Red Bull Springs. Red Bull has kind of led most of this game. Clay County here in the later parts of the second half has held the lead. Kynes hits the second. We're knotted up at 59. You kind of get the feeling that it's one of those nights. The team who has it last may be the winners of this one. We're halfway through the fourth. Red Bull has the ball. Kirk with it now. Gets it to Powell. Powell inside to Marsh. Defended by Silk. Marsh doesn't like what he gets. He sends it back out. 3 second lane violation against Marsh. I'm not sure about that one, Thomas. I guess Marsh had his heels in the paint, maybe. I don't know. We'll
he
take
did,
it, though.
But, I mean, you just got to go back. That's good defense right there. You're Gavin Silk bodying him up from behind. And then I think it was Ashlock coming down to cover up.
Your officials will let you stay in there if you've got the ball in your hand trying to score. But if you pass it out of that lane, it's going to be automatic.
I got you. Woodcock tried a three. No good. Rebound Red Bull. And Marsh strongly goes to the rim. And he scores. No foul called. His Silk did have contact, but no whistles blow. Red Bull in lead 61-59, 3:15 to play. Kynes has the ball, left wing, hands it off to Woodcock, who decides he wants the ball here in this moment. Woodcock goes to drive, Silk sets a screen, gets into the paint, does Woodcock, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Red Bull, a nice job there by Mason Hicks to pull down the board for Red Bull. Under three to play.
You know, they're isolated down here on our end, Gavin, Silk, and Marsh. I like to see Silk take it to Marsh.
Marsh gets it inside, kicks it back out.
I feel like he's got the moves to get around him down here if we went inside to Gavin Silk on this end.
Foul called against Kynes. I believe it was against Kynes. Mason Sharp comes on, Woodcock sets them. Clay County has 19 fouls. In the second half, Red Bull wins 4. Free throw was missed on that 1-1 by Red Bull. Clay County dodged the bullet.
Yes, we did. We got a good break there.
The Red Dogs, and Heath Kynes has it. 2:30 to play. Kynes drives into the paint, puts it up. No good. A little too weak. Gets it on rebound. Put back, no good. Marsh comes up with the rebound. Clay County trails by 2. 2:25 to play. Red Bull has it. Dalton Powell, top of the key. Little alley oop inside to Marsh. But that was not to be so. As Emerson got it and then gives it to Kynes. Kynes drives, goes to Sharp. Sharp fires a three.
No.
No good. Rebound Marsh for Red Bull. 2 minutes to play here. Clay County trails by 2.
That's about 4 empty possessions in a row for Clay County right there. Could put them in a bind late in this game as it dips under 2 minutes to play here.
Hicks has it, defended by Sharp. Mason's done a good job of that tonight. They go inside to Marsh. Marsh outside to Powell. Powell drives in, doesn't like what he's got, kicks it back out. He has it back now in his hands, does Powell. Goes over to Hicks. A 30 to play. Red Bull leads by 2. Red Bull content to kill time.
It looks like they're in no hurry to score now.
Emerton now with a close defense.
Coach Evers will trap him out of this. Here comes Ashlock.
Hicks with it. Hicks drives inside, back to Powell. Minute 20 on the clock. Clay County now fouling. Silk did not mean to foul, but he did. Whistles blow. Powell goes to the line. He's a good free throw shooter. His team leads Clay County 61-59. The home team needing a little luck here. Minute 18. Free throw is hit. Red Bull now leads by three. And Powell has earned the right to shoot a second one. Clay County still not close to the bonus. Red Bull with four team fouls. Red Bullen is in the double bonus as Clay County has 10 in the second half. Powell hits that, free throw two, and now a two-possession game. Clay County trails by four, 63-59, minute 14 to play. Times drives baseline, kicks back up to Silk, steps behind the line, fires a three, no good. Rebound, Red Bullen. We've not done a good job with offensive rebounding.
Right, and our shot selection hasn't been good the last couple of times.
Under a minute to play at Clay County High School. The black and gold trail by four. 54.9 seconds remain. Mike Owens calls a timeout. We'll be back for the conclusion.
Where would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at DonFranklinAuto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud in Clay County practice.
We jump back here to action as the ball's inbounded by Redbourne Springs. And a pushing foul called against Mason Sharp at Redbourne Springs will go to the line with 53.7 seconds remaining. Currently, Redbourne leads Clay County 63-59. We'll have to see what happens at the line as I believe it's Mason Hicks to attempt the free throws. He misses the first. Big miss there if you're a Clay County fan. Hicks will get a look at a second. Shot fired. He hits it. Dogs trail Red Bullen by five. 53.7 seconds and ticking now as Clay County has it. Silk top of the key. Gets it over to Woodcock. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Marsh. Marsh has it for Red Bullen. Silk took an elbow to the face and a foul called against Heath Kives.
This one's getting away from Clay County a little bit here. Like I said, we've come up empty on about the last half dozen possessions down here on this end.
We haven't got a good look on offense the last four or five times down.
Free throw is good. That's going to be number 20, Hunter Kirk.
We haven't shown much patience on offense the last couple, three times down.
Second free throw is good as well. That was a tough one. It's a three-possession game. As Clay County trails by seven. Three-point shot taken by Woodcock. He draws it back to a two-possession game here. 66-62 is the score. 34 seconds remain. We'll be right back. Timeout has been taken.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on...
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here, 34.8 seconds. Red Bull and ball. Woodcock's three-pointer drew Clay County within four. Red Bull leads 66-62. Woodcock immediately fouls. Red Bull will get two shots at the line. Free throw shooter for the Red Dogs will be number 14, Murphy. Yes, Matthew Murphy. Once again, sorry for the indecision on calling out the Red Bull players. Difficult to see their numbers on their jerseys. That free throw was good. Clay Kent trails by 5, 33 seconds. Second free throw.
Got them both.
It's also good. Still two possessions now. Dogs trail by 6. Woodcock has it. He grabs down 30 seconds. Gets it to Kimes. Kimes into the paint. He's going to be fouled. That's a foul on the floor, though. Fifth team foul for Red Bull, and they have two more to burn.
You know, still a little bit of time left in this one, but I kind of get that feeling from Red Bullin that we got in Monterey the other night. This is a huge win for this Red Bullin team if they can pull it off.
If they can pull it off, yeah.
Same thing for Monterey the other night.
Ball being inbounded now by Sharp. Emerson has it in the paint, goes to the rim. Shot blocked, no good. Red Bullin comes up with a loose ball, 20 seconds to play. Ball's in transition down the floor. Two more points for Red Bullin Springs on a layup. Dogs trail 70-62. Woodcock fires a three, no good. Under 10 seconds to play. Powell with the rebound. And now Red Bullin has it. Kimes will foul. It's a moot point, though. 4 seconds remain. Red Bullin's going to go to the line with an 8-point lead. And like you say, Thomas, a lot of emotion here by the Red Bullin players and fans. It's not been too long. We're winners of 4 straight over Red Bullin. You know, they have beat us in the Tyree Key era, but wins have been few and far between. The last ten years, Red Bullin's only beat us 4 times, I think.
Right. This one means a heck of a lot more to them than it does to us. You know,
we
dominated the series. It's not that big a thing, but for these Red Bullin Springs fans, this is huge.
It is, and it should be. 4 seconds remain. We see a turnover here. Heath Kimes on that missed free throw come up with the ball, but he went out of bounds. Red Bullin's going to win it as it's inbounded and the buzzer sounds. The Red Bullin Springs Bulldogs have come to Salina, Tennessee tonight and knocked off the tied for first place in the district. Clay County Bulldogs by score 71-62. Stay with us here. We'll come back, give a full stat report to a post-game show, announce the players of the games, all kinds of good stuff. Stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players for both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Throne and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to Clay County High School, where we just witnessed Red Bulling Springs come over here tonight and win a big District 6A contest against the Clay County Bulldogs. Final score was, I had wrote it down. Here we go. 71-62. Yes. Red Bulling Springs 71, Clay County 62. This is the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network, and we're going to get into the Westmoreland Management wrap-up. Final thoughts and stats from the Dogs game tonight. Coach Watson, you mentioned in your keys to the game that Salina, Clay County rather, needed early buckets in the contest to not come out behind. That did not happen.
No, but there was one good sign tonight, I thought, and that was that we didn't lose contact with these guys like we did up at Monterey the other night when we made a big comeback. We kind of lost, but we stayed with them. We made a couple of mistakes down the stretch, and we let them get in the bonus situation where we committed too many fouls early on, and that really was the big difference in the ball game. They walked up and hit those free throws and put the game away.
It did. As you said, Daniel, we trailed 22-10 after one quarter of play, so we're down 12 with one and a quarter of play. Made that comeback in the second quarter and cut it to a 5-point lead at halftime, and then closed the gap even more and headed into the fourth, had a 3-point lead. We were up 52-49 heading into the fourth quarter, and then things kind of went downhill from there. Red Bull and outscored us 22-10 in the fourth quarter. A lot on those free throws, just like you said, Coach.
And I don't think we ever figured out who was supposed to have possession starting that fourth quarter.
Right. That's true. A lot of stuff going on. It was an emotional game tonight, an emotional crowd. Referees are into it. Coaches getting technicals. It was a barn burner, as you say, Daniel.
It was a barn burner, and we're going to see that anytime, regardless of who we're playing with our boys' squad. We've had so much success over recent years, and I mean, actually over a long period of time, but especially in recent years, everybody's out for us. They've not beat us in a while. It's a huge thing for them, and it's almost dangerous because, you come into these games and our opposition maybe sometimes is a little hungrier than we are for some of these wins. I'm not saying our boys don't want to win. They do.
Yes,
I assure you that.
The effort is there.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a little spark that's missing sometimes that the other guys have.
Well, look at these games. Like I said, though, this game meant a lot to Red Bull and Springs. It was just kind of another game for Salina.
Even though
it is a rivalry game. I tell you what you got to look at, Coach. You talked about it. From about midway of the fourth quarter, they outscored us 12-3.
Yeah.
Throughout the end of the game.
The
it was a tie
stretch.
Ball game, 59-59 with about 4 minutes to go. and they put it away.
I think we got a little excited on offense there toward the end and took some threes a little bit early. And not that they weren't good shots, but they weren't necessarily the people that normally take those shots. And it kind of got us out of sync just a little bit. And Red Bowling came down, and they backed it out and made us foul them.
They did.
They did.
We went cold. Individually, let's get into that, guy. We'll do Red Bowling first.
Well,
you got something to say?
Just one thing that won't be in the numbers. I want to touch on Mason Sharp and Sage Tiernan's defensive efforts. We talked about them a lot. I won't go off on a tangent about it now. It's not going to show up on the points, but they excellent defensive efforts from Sharp and Tiernan.
And I have to give some props to Jake Aslock also. Before he got in foul trouble, he really got big inside and bodied up Marsh and kind of was the difference early on there, limiting him besides the foul trouble.
Right.
But for Red Bull, this is how you win games, guys. All five starters in double digits. You know, you got Mason Hicks with 10. You got Dalton Marsh and Murphy. What was his first name? Matthew Murphy. Both had 13 apiece. You had Hunter Kirk with 11 and Jordan Powell with 18.
Four big three pointers.
Dalton Marsh was the other one that had 13. So, and he had those big three pointers. So that's how you win ball games. And then you also had Kendall Thompson finishing out scoring with 2, Dylan Gross with 2, and Dalton Thompson for 2. Clay County did have 3 in double figures, led by B.J. Emerton. His three-point shooting got us that lead headed into the fourth quarter. Guys, he had 11 points in the third quarter of his 17, including those 4 three-pointers on the night. So he led us with 17. Keith Kimes right behind him with 16. Really brought it tonight, I thought, was very active in the paint.
He answered the challenge.
He did. And Landon Woodcock finished with 10 points. A lot of those on free throws early had 5 in the first half, 5 in the second. Not really that productive for a lead scorer for this team.
Right, yeah. A quiet night for him. I mean, we see that he averages, I can't find it on my sheet here right now, but he's averaging around 20 a game.
He is. Jake Aslock, again, played pretty well until he got in foul trouble. Ended the night with 7 points. Mason Sharp had 3 points. And Sage Tiernan had a bucket. And that rounds out the score again. Clay County falls
by 9,
71-62.
Well, that concludes our Bulldog wrap-up, sponsored by Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing for over 30 years and proud supporters of Clay County Athletics. We're not hardly done yet, though, on the Farm Bureau postgame show. We're going to play one more set of ads, then come back, announce the TDS top performers, and do one final budget pest control scoreboard update.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina agents and manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family?
then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here to the Farm Bureau postgame show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. First of all, from the girls' contest, we've chosen Kenzie Arms. She was the leading scorer. In this contest, she had 20 points, and something else we touched on, she ended tonight with 998 career points. She lacks 2 points, so her first bucket, assuming she gets one, in the Jackson County game Tuesday night that we call, is going to make her into that elite 1,000-point score club, and she's got a whole lot of basketball left to play, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
She does. You know, Coach Sims touched on it to start the game. He said tonight would be a night for Kenzie Arms. He thought we could pound them in the paint because of their size. It didn't start out that way, but it ended up being that way. Kenzie Arms had a good night in the paint. Looks like she scored about half of her points in the fourth quarter to kind of close this thing out.
Red Bull and Springs did a great job, you know, during that girls' game. I was worried for a long time about it, but we did go with Kenzie. She 20 tonight, 998 on her career. Look forward to our next broadcast Tuesday night, calling it from Gainesboro, where we hope to see her break that 1,000-point tally.
TDS boys player of the game, got to go with B.J. Emerson. Had 4 3-pointers on the night. Really gave us that spark in that third quarter. Had 11 points, 11 and 17 in the third quarter to get us back in this game.
Yes, absolutely.
And actually give us the lead heading into the fourth quarter. B.J.'s not, you know, we saw him through that stretch when Gavin was hurt. He kind of came on, had some big nights, big games. The last 3 or 4, he's kind of falling off. Good to see him get that confidence back and get back into double digits and lead the team in scoring tonight.
That's what he can bring. We've said it many times. We'll continue to say it. When it comes to just pure natural athleticism, he's the most athletic guy on the team. There's some things that he can do that the other kids just can't.
Well, there's some things he can do that nobody in this district can.
Right. That works.
You know, if he could just ever realize that, grab a hold of it, and just run with it, that kid could be unstoppable because he can take the ball, catch it just inside the free throw line, and be at the rim with a finger roll in one motion.
He can. It's very impressive. It was nice to see him make his return tonight to you know, I'll call him dominance. A good dominant game.
Honorable mention, you got to talk about Heath Kimes, too. I know we haven't really talked about
absolutely.
That, but he really took it to him tonight.
He was the one, you know, when we did trail early a lot, he kind of wheeled us back into the game, you know, by isolating and driving. And Heath did a great job. He's one of my favorite players on the squad. So that was tonight's TDS Top Performers, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We'll do one final District 6A boys update. Clay County fell tonight at Red Bowling Springs, 62-7.
Monterey beat Jackson County tonight, 61-50. Now that put us after our district loss tonight at 5-2 on the year, put Monterey up to 6-1 with their district win. So we are in second place now. Pickett County don't have a score for them. They're tied for third. They were playing against 8th place Trousdale, who's 1-5 in the district. Tied for 3rd place Clark Range at 3-3 in the district. They lost a non-conference game to Livingston Academy tonight, 62-74. And then Gordonsville, the other team in the district, they're tied for 6th at 2-4. They were tied with Red Bull and Springs. Red Bull goes to 3-4 now. It actually moves ahead a little bit of Gordonsville. They were idle tonight, but are scheduled to play Clark Range tomorrow night, weather permitting. That's been the District 6A Boys Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Nighty night, Termite. Guys, any final thoughts before we sign off?
It's just an exciting game tonight. The Red Bull and Springs folks left here happy tonight, but this is not the biggie. We'll meet them again.
That's right.
We won't forget this one.
It's a great game. Just like we said, though, this one meant a lot more to Red Bull and Springs than it did Clay County. Huge win for them. I think you mentioned it in the break, Coach. It's like they won the state tournament. They got that loud.
it was nice to see that emotion. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until Tuesday night, when we'll be on the road at Jackson County, for Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, and everyone at the Horizon Sports Network, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.